stumble out of bed and I stumble to the kitchen. Pour myself a cup of ambition and yawn and stretch and try to come to life. Jump in the shower and the blood starts pumping. Out on the streets the traffic starts jumping. Folks like me on the job from 9 to 5.
Hello everyone, welcome back to the Film Buds podcast. This is episode number 47 and my name is Henry.
Chloe.
And today is just us.
Yeah.
Just two of us. Brayden.
We wanted to make sure I got enough airtime for the Deadpool talk.
Yeah, yeah. And yes, and Cooper and Brayden are not here, unfortunately, but at least one of them will probably be back next week. We'll see. Anyhow, we are going to be talking about Deadpool 2. Then we're going to be doing a retro review of the most recent 20th Century Fox Marvel movie Logan, which is the final Wolverine.
Yeah, I kept calling it Wolverine to like my friends. Have you seen Wolverine? Do you want to watch it with me? And they're like, I've seen Logan. I said, oh.
Well, there is the Wolverine, the second one.
I don't know if I've seen that one. I like X-Men movies, though. I just can't keep up.
Yeah.
What happened to You're that right. one?
He went to Japan.
Nope. I didn't see it.
Then we have, news. I'm sure there's plenty of stuff we can...
Oh my gosh. You know what I've been saying? I forget all the stuff.
Yeah.
I made a proper list, and I've been keeping it in my little book.
Oh, great.
I made a whole list.
Wonderful.
Yep.
And then,
It's on that little note card.
Listener mail, and, all the usual stuff, so thank you for joining us.
One thing on here... One thing on here says Neil Young, old Neil Young, looks like if Dwight and Michael Keaton had a baby. So, it's not the best list.
Okay. Well, we'll save that one for later.
Watch Harvest Moon, the video, and you'll see it.
Oh, right,
That's when I saw it.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, Chloe, how the heck are you?
Okay. How are you, Henry?
I'm alright.
I'm glad we're getting some qual time.
I know. We haven't had a chance to hang out
recently. I've been a little more, I don't know what the word is. Not resigned, but... I've been able to lay back a little more on here lately because you got so many folks.
So many other faces.
Yeah. Or voices.
Yeah.
So.
It's nice to have a little quality time with you, Chloe.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, what's going on in your life these days?
So much. No, not really. I missed last week because of the teacher...
Work day?
No, it wasn't a work day. It was the... Oh, for heaven's sake, the protest.
Oh, right, the walkout.
Yeah, which I didn't take part in because I had to watch the children who were left over from that because there was no school.
The leftovers.
So that was fun.
Yeah?
Yeah, we accidentally had a birthday party of like 40 kids downstairs during a teacher work day.
Right.
So that was fun. And most of them didn't speak English, so even more fun.
Wow, that's exciting.
Yeah, pretty cool. No, not much, though. I've had, a bunch of... This is not, a humble brag. It's just an accident. But I've had a lot of, commissions, for work.
Oh, good.
That's all I've been doing. I've watched the whole series of The Office twice over, just trying to, just trying to get it out. So all my free time, that's all I've been doing.
Huh.
Yeah. Aside from the occasional, social interaction.
Right.
With my friends, but...
How are they?
Even they take a back seat.
How are they doing?
I didn't ask. I didn't have time. They're fine.
Well, I hope so.
We had a Westworld party. We watched two episodes, and then we talked about stuff, but...
You had your own podcast.
Huh?
You had your own Westworld podcast, just talking.
Yeah, except we didn't record it, which is a key factor in the podcast idea. Yeah, it's getting hype, though.
Yeah, I've been meaning to watch it, so...
We stopped right before the... What it was. That's a proper sentence. Comma. What it was. Yeah. We started at 7. We got through 2 episodes. They're lengthy. They're like an hour. They're not like 45 minutes. They're
right,
like an hour.
Yeah, they're...
And so we were feeling good. Whatever. We thought we were feeling good. We... got to the 3rd episode, we saw, I don't know if you've heard this, I think this is it's a known thing, we've been waiting for it. There's one episode that's all in Japanese.
I think I've heard about that, but...
So we saw the little buffer circle going around, and we saw the samurai guy. He said, uh-oh. And then, and then it started previously on what's up, but it was, and then Japanese, we said, so you want to save this one? Because we were all, like, falling. It turns out the guy on the far side of the couch, Zach, was already asleep half the previous episode.
Classic Zach.
Classic Zach. Have you met Zach?
I don't know. Maybe.
I don't know. I don't think so.
Okay.
But.
Classic Zach, though.
Yeah, exactly. No age.
Yeah.
EAC.
Okay.
Yeah. Anyway, so not much. I can't remember anything else that happened, so.
Hmm.
Oh, one more thing. I am a dedicated friend and proponent of this podcast.
All right.
So I was listening to the episode I missed, because I just missed all of you so much.
Right. Oh, thank you.
Two more than the other. I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. But so I was listening, and I had finished it, like, complete, right?
Uh-huh. All the way through.
Finished it on my way to work. I had my phone in my pocket. This is, like, an hour later. My phone is a little, I crack it a lot, so I think it doesn't like me. I also think there's some AI going on here. It might be like a beta, evil phone.
Okay.
Anyway.
This is like an unfriended situation, that movie I watched.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's right. So it started the podcast full volume. And look right now, my volume's always off. Do you see that? Always off. It started the podcast full volume at that part where you're talking about, like, oh, gosh. Like, sodomy. Basically.
Yeah.
Full volume. And I was hoping, we're very close, we're located very close to a what do you call that? An elderly commune. I don't know what it's called. Anyway.
Retirement home?
Yeah, that's it. So anyway. So I was helping this, so, he was so cute, this little old man. I was helping him find it. He needed some file folders. He just starts blasting. You just hear Cooper talking about all this stuff. I say, and he said, who's, like, he heard something, but he didn't quite catch it. And I said, close one.
You almost had your own situation like Joe Van Gogh has, you know, getting explicit
stuff. Did you guys talk about that?
No. I mean,
Henry, what a missed opportunity. It was Washington Post and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, because I'm trying to keep it.
It was on MSNBC.
I don't want to just publicize it.
But it ended sweet. You got a really good boss.
Yeah.
You should tell. Tell the story.
You should?
Yes.
Sure.
Yes, I'm positive. I was shocked you didn't last week.
Okay.
I was also shook you didn't know who the Duplass brothers were.
I do know who the Duplass...
You guys didn't know who they were.
Yeah,
you
ma.
Did not
yeah,
know
ma.
Who...
Yeah, explain
you had to
it to
look
Brady.
It up. No, it was terrible. I heard it. You didn't know a thing about them.
I know they did Creep.
They were both on the Mindy Project, for starters. Regular characters.
Okay.
Which is a big deal to me. Anyway, I made notes also about what you guys didn't say. I said, shook about Tully. Didn't see that plot twist coming.
Right.
Didn't watch it, but I heard the plot twist and I was interested. Oh, yeah. And then the other thing is, okay, I have a confession. I'm glad it's just the two of us here for this.
Uh-huh.
I do not know, to be honest with you, really what the Criterion Collection is. Like, I don't know what the deal is. I know nothing. I know it's on Hulu for a while, right?
Okay, yeah. So the Criterion Collection is like not exclusive, but like a special. Well, the movie's up on that second row there.
Yeah, yeah.
You know?
And
they're, yeah, yeah, and they're movies that, like, this company, whoever.
Can you get them on Netflix?
I mean, there might be some on there. It's more about the, like, the physical thing.
Oh, boy.
Because, and so they're, like, a special collection of physically released films that people think that just deserve to be cherished or...
I have a box set of the Fred Astaire Ginger Rogers movies.
Well, yeah, yeah.
And I got it
go.
From Barnes & Noble for my grandparents, so that might be Criterion.
Right.
I'm not sure, though. That was about 10 years ago.
So it's like especially a lot of indie films, and so, like, you know, I have Charlie Chaplin's movies. Like, I have City
right.
Lights. You know, it's like, because otherwise, those films may be just kind of forgotten, not really get a good restoration, and so they will go in and choose movies and release them each month with extra things, and also especially a lot of older films that you may have been completely forgotten. And so it's just like a special collection. So,
I've never known.
Yeah.
I've
now
never
know.
Ever had
now
any idea
knows.
What any of you were talking about.
Yeah.
I still don't quite, because I don't go to Barnes and Noble.
It's just Blu-rays and DVDs that are
I don't know what freaking 4K is either. I don't know.
It's better than
crap. I'm useless.
Don't worry about it.
Oh, tell the Joe Van Gogh story now.
Okay, so...
Tell it. It's a good one.
It is all across the news now, so you can actually...
No, it's over now.
No, but I mean, it was, so you can look at it if you want, but at one of the Joe Van Gogh coffee shop stores, there was one morning where the, I guess, vice president of the student... I can't remember his exact title, but...
It was the Duke-affiliated Joe Van Gogh.
Yeah. He came into their store to get his vegan muffin and green tea. Already two strikes there, yeah. But...
I think I like vegan muffins, but not on purpose.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Nothing wrong with them.
Go ahead.
Anyways, the baristas happened to be playing an explicit rap song. I don't know if it was... I think it was just on shuffle. It wasn't like they didn't choose it. They had some very pretty explicit...
And he misquoted the song, which was very Freudian.
Yeah.
Which is funny.
And he asked them to turn it off, and kind of one thing led to another.
No, they said, okay, sorry about that, we'll give you your stuff for free.
Yeah, he declined.
He said, I'm not even touching that.
Yeah, he was very, very irate.
Yeah.
And then one thing led to another, and both baristas were fired.
Yeah.
And then the owner of the stores, through more discussions and situations that happened later, he cut ties with the university. And then what's the guy's name? The rapper?
I'd never heard of him.
Young Dolph.
Yeah, Young Dolph.
Just brutal name.
Which, but, did you hear what he did? You heard what he did.
Yeah.
And I've never heard of him in my life.
Me neither.
So good for him.
Yeah, but he was the artist of the song that was playing,
yeah,
and then
Dolph.
He decided to give, because of what the braces went through, $20,000 each, right?
Yeah. His real name is Adolph Thornton Jr.
Yeah, that's unfortunate. But, and then yes. He also flew them to one of his concerts.
Did he?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
And so Joe Van Gogh has offered to like rehire the people that are, or the two braces that were fired. And so it's a whole big thing. And very unfortunate that it happened to be Joe Van Gogh.
His statement was very nice, though.
Yeah, but our owner is a very good, righteous guy. And he
looks like Charlie in a couple decades.
Yeah.
Right? You see that?
He just went to a bachelor party in Florida.
Charlie?
Yeah. He's got back.
Is he tan? No.
No. He's just as tan as he always is.
So pale.
Yeah, but if you want to know more about it, you can just... Google it, and it's there.
There's not much more to know. That's about it.
No, but a whole big thing I've been having to hear about constantly
throughout
the last couple of weeks.
You should play that song so you can get $20,000.
Yeah, hopefully. Yeah, as our intro and outro.
No, but, I meant at the store.
Oh.
Oh, my God.
I'm not going to get fired.
Just find the worst song you can by the richest person. Hmm. See what can happen, Henry.
I could play
Believe in Yourself.
I could play American Idiot.
No.
No?
No.
Pretty, well, I mean, although I'd say, considering the Chapel Hill liberal...
Yeah, that wouldn't fly.
People would, no, they'd be fine with that. Be like, yeah.
Yeah.
So.
They can lift their arms above their head like that.
Yeah.
No offense, guys.
Yeah. But.
They can't figure out how to get podcasts either, so it's fine.
No. Sometimes someone will mention a podcast or that I have a podcast.
Yeah.
And, like, the older people will just, like, stare at me blankly.
For some reason, okay. I know we're getting tangential because you like me too much to stop me, and you're just very kind.
Thank you.
But the word podcast, I associate with, in my brain, the image of an apple. It's weird, right? Yeah.
It's a very strange.
Anyway.
Where did that come from?
I don't know. Where does anything come from? I have all kind of weird... My brain's a little funky. Like you
oh, really?
Know. Yeah.
Hmm.
Yep.
Oh, actually, when... well, actually, it might relate to a question later, but we have a big question later. It's it's not a movie related question. It's like,
I have one too.
Oh, good.
From Dr. Strauss asked me to carry it on. He knows
cool.
how to work email, but
oh,
he and father.
How's your family doing? Oh, did I see? Did Gemma go on another trip?
Yeah, she went to Boston for the weekend.
Just to go, or for stuff.
Stuff.
Travel safe, Gemma.
Yeah.
But
she back now.
Hope you traveled safe.
Yeah.
Anyways.
They're fine. My mom's in France, as per usual. She said, look out for the Chamonix. But anyway.
There's that new trailer with Timothy. Yeah,
beautiful boy.
Yeah.
With my other fave person. Oh my god. I love them both. They actually look alike.
I didn't watch it. Who's in it?
You didn't even know about it? I've known about this for months, and I've been sitting on it, and then we had a little trailer. Looks good. Not really, but it's fine. It'll be good, I guess. Steve Carell, my other hero.
Oh, nice.
I'm obsessed with Steve Carell.
Yeah, he's great.
This isn't the most popular decision in the world. I don't think it's very unpopular. I think it's just not thought of. But to me, he's like top five actors of our generation. I swear to God. Comedy is the hardest thing to do.
It is.
And he's so good. I love Steve Carell. I can't tell you enough.
Although I will say there are films where his comedy doesn't really come through. Like, it just, sometimes the material is just not great.
Are you talking about, like, 40-Year-Old Virgin and stuff?
No, he's awesome in 40-Year-Old Virgin.
What are you talking about?
I don't know. There's a few films.
What are you even talking about?
Let's not worry
about it. My favorite scene, what's that movie? Wall Street movie with everybody? Christian Bale, Ryan. No one,
American, Ryan. American Hustle?
What are you saying?
Christian, oh, what? Big Short?
Big Short, the Big Short. When he's talking to the stripper, and she's like, yeah, I got three houses. And he's like, I didn't run that. He goes, there's a bubble! It's the best thing ever.
Yeah.
He's so funny.
He is funny.
But he's also just a really good, anyway, I love him. I love him. Don't get me going. Yeah. I'm ineloquent when I talk about Steve Carell. I'm obsessed.
It's okay. I love him too. He's a good guy.
It's gonna be such a good movie.
I hope so.
Of course it will be. What is wrong with you?
There's a campaign, a Green Day campaign, that's actually on Facebook now and other places for when Trump goes to the UK in mid-July.
Yeah.
There's an actual campaign where they're trying to get people to, it has like thousands of followers already, but to download American Idiot in the UK.
Blast it.
No, it downloaded on iTunes. And yeah. So when he, right the day that he gets there, American Idiot is number one on the charts.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm going to help out if I can.
It seems a little lackluster, Henry.
Well, what else can you do? Like, this isn't a huge campaign.
All right.
This isn't like, here, let's stop Trump here. Let's do this.
First of all, I don't think that's the most popular accent as far as let's stop Trump.
Yeah.
But, all right. Whatever makes you happy. Meghan Markle taught us every little bit. She got that soap commercial changed when she was 11, so... You don't know about that?
No.
Meghan Markle's dope. Markle, whatever. What is even their last name?
I don't know who we're talking about.
William and Harry, what's their last name? Is that even of England? I don't know what their last name
is. Oh, yeah, you watched The Royal Wedding?
I did not.
Darn.
Does that surprise you? I should have asked you to guess whether or not I watched it.
I figured, yeah, you would have. Did you, I mean...
I'm an enigma.
Was it...
I looked at the highlights. I don't have time for that.
Oh, I didn't watch the whole thing.
Everybody watched it.
Yeah.
I did not have time. I said, oh, that's so cute. Stand by me. She's dope. Always liked her.
Pretty lady.
Into it. Okay, well, that's the opposite of what she'd want you to say. But anyway. Intelligent lady. Kind lady.
She seems that way too.
Anyway. We'll get there, Henry. We'll work on it.
Oh, yeah, but little thing I was telling you about that happened on Monday?
Yeah.
You know, with the person?
Yeah.
I almost went catatonic when I saw her coming in.
Happens to us all.
Yeah. I was just like, don't play with me now.
Mostly happens to me. Well, anyway, yeah.
No context for people, but anyways.
They get it. It's not hard to figure out.
Women, right?
No. Nope.
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 All
right. Yeah, Megan. Anyway, she got a soap commercial chain to say women all across America are fighting grease or something in the kitchen, and she wrote to Hillary Clinton and, oh, geez, what's her name? The most famous, like, lawyer, whatever, I'm sorry, Gloria Albright. Anyway, she wrote to these people and were like, this is rude. And then she got changed to all people across, like, people across America are fighting dish stains or whatever. Every little bit counts. Anyway, she's cool. She's the coolest of all of them. Right. YGG. Sorry your family sucks. Oh my god, did you see the queen's dress though? Jesus.
The lime green?
Oh my god.
Oh. You see the little kids carrying the veil?
Yeah.
That was cool.
That always happens.
I know, but I mean, it was cute to see.
My dad was invited to Diana's.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
He was best friends with the royal
Of course he was.
Podiatrist, and his wife was a royal pediatrician. She couldn't go. So the royal podiatrist asked if my dad wanted to go with him. And my dad obviously said no. I don't think he had a suit for it or something. But.
Too bad.
Should have, could have, would have wasted his time. He wouldn't have liked it. Mm-hmm. But. Meh.
Yeah.
There we go.
Anyways.
Almost had a cool story. Okay, start talking about Deadpool.
What All right. There? Yeah. I guess, yeah, we should probably. We've only been talking for 20 minutes.
I got some good other stuff here.
All right. Well, yeah, so with those few things said, I guess we can move into our review of Deadpool 2. And we have a clip, I hope. So let's take a listen.
Everyone calm down. The pros are here. We're the X-Men.
What are you doing?
My job. You're the one who said I was ready, and I frankly disagreed with you. But here we are, trying to overcome our differences. Like Beyonce says, please, please stop cheating on me.
Hey, this is the fifth incident. This kid needs to be in the icebox, not here.
Russell belongs in our care, not in prison. I assure you, we have everything under control.
Not getting a real under control vibe here, Marty. It is Glenn, isn't it?
Daniel.
I'll ask the questions. Let me talk to the kid. You stay here with your weird secret sex lips.
You want to die?
This kid's adorable. I don't know why I packed the hollow points.
I'll burn your balls off!
Did you just say hollow points?
Yeah. Probably should have brought a super soaker.
Hi there.
Stay back or Justin Bieber dies.
Justin Bieber. He called you Justin Bieber.
Okay, so Deadpool 2 is directed by David Leitch and stars...
Sorry. It just sounds like David Lynch, but not.
stars Ryan Reynolds, Josh Brolin, Marina Bacharin. Is that how you say it? Bacharin?
The lady from Firefly.
Yeah.
Who looks like my childhood friend.
Yep.
Julian
Dennison, TJ Miller.
I thought he wasn't going to be in it. I thought they said he wasn't. I thought... There was a press thing saying he wasn't going to be in it. Maybe he won't be in the next one, is what they said.
Yeah, maybe so.
Okay.
And the plot synopsis is foul-mouthed mutant mercenary Wade Wilson, a.k.a. Deadpool, brings together a team of fellow mutant rogues to protect a young boy with supernatural abilities from the brutal time-traveling cyborg Cable.
Look, doesn't she look just like that lady?
Yeah, she does.
Just like her, right? Doppelganger. That is crazy. Anyway.
But yeah, so this one, sequel to the film, I guess, from maybe two, three years ago.
Didn't see the first one.
No?
Nope. But my best friend Kaylee loves it, she's full of surprises.
Hmm.
But yeah.
Did she like this one?
So it was funny. She told her mom that she thought I liked it more than her. I told her mom I thought she liked it more than me. But I was definitely laughing more, so I don't know if that means I liked it overall as a movie. It's like this is a bad story. There's this kid in middle school, and we were like not friends at all. He was very mean, but he was like really smart, and we sat next to each other, and I thought he was funny. And every time I laughed at something he said, he'd say, "See, you don't hate me, you think I'm funny." I said, "You can make them both. Both can happen." And I regret, that's probably the meanest thing I've ever said.
Both can happen. Good little, you know, one-liner there.
But that's kind of how I feel about it. I didn't hate it, though.
Yeah. Yeah, I thought it was... I mean, when I first saw the first one in theaters, I think I saw it, like, opening night with my kind of close friend. And I think I definitely enjoyed it a good bit. I think it may have just been the... Getting caught up in the... Because it was full, you know, full theater, all that.
Right.
But since then, I've kind of grown to...
My theater was pretty full.
Yeah.
Mostly 14-year-old boys.
Yeah. Since then, I've kind of grown to loathe Deadpool. Not completely. It's just that having rewatched it once or twice, and then also having him just be so present in social media all the time. Like, he has to parody every film that comes out. And also, I just find Ryan Reynolds to be kind of exhausting.
Romeo and Juliet did that, too. They had Call Me By Your Gnome, a little poster.
Oh, yeah, I didn't see Sherlock Gnomes. I gotta check that one out. Johnny Depp.
Yeah.
Shining moment. But.
Ryan Reynolds is exhausted.
Yeah, it's just, I mean, it's not saying he can't act at all. It's just, and I think he fits the character. Like, his,
yeah,
it's, his performance is fine in that way, but it's, yeah, just.
I described him to my dad. He went on, like, Colbert or something, but, like, in the full uniform.
Mm-hmm.
And so my dad was like, well, what's he like? Whatever, right? And I said, imagine me, but, like, so much more extra. Like, it's mm-hmm. my personality, but times 1,000. Mm-hmm. Like, it's a lot.
Yeah, it's just that I don't really find the character of Deadpool to be funny.
No.
For the most part.
Aside, or endearing, or charming,
yeah,
or anything.
Yeah, aside from, a few, like, moments here and there, but, so, like, if you don't have that, you're kind of out pretty quick going into these movies. But I did like Josh Brolin a lot as Cable. And
that's the little kid my dad sat next to the plane. He sat next to him, remember? Hunt for the Wilder People kid.
Oh, right. That's cool.
I said, oh my God, there he is.
Yeah. And it's, I mean, I thought it was all right. It's essentially just, I mean, they try and make it out to be something else, but it's essentially just an R-rated action movie, action comedy.
Oh, I liked it. Well, okay. I'm all over the place, I know. What's new? Okay. Okay. Hold on. I liked the plot in that it was a little more than what met the eye.
Right, yeah.
It was predictable, like I told you. Like, I could... But Kaylee didn't see it coming, and she's very smart, so maybe it just aligned with me, or I read the comic books and then forgot.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, that I read them at all, which didn't happen, probably. But anyway... But no, I liked the villain. You know, I need a good villain.
Yeah.
I liked the villain a lot.
I did too.
I really liked the whole thing. Even though it's a little predictable, I liked the whole thing. Some people had qualms with the end. I didn't mind it.
No.
I said...
Well, some people had an issue with the...
I mean the post-credit end.
How they treated the death near the beginning, right?
Oh, why?
They thought it was kind of cheap.
Lame?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, they were saying he was, like, the worst guy around, whatever, but he didn't really seem that intimidating.
Yeah.
But, anyway, I liked Cable. I liked that they called him, oh, gee whiz, that Deadpool called him Thanos once. That was pretty funny. There's something, I mean, it was pretty funny.
Yeah.
I liked all the meta jokes, as I would.
Did you like Domino?
Domino.
The female.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Of course. Well, Kaylee said they had the little... He puts together a little team.
Yeah.
I don't think it's a spoiler. He puts together a little team, and he's talking about how this is like a group of equality, and they're not going to be called the X-Men or whatever, right?
Yeah.
And then Kaylee leans over, and she goes, oh, yeah, that's why there's only one woman on the freaking plane. Mm-hmm. And I said, yeah. But it works out. As it were.
Well, I mean, yes. I mean, I liked all the new characters... For the most part, it wasn't really that. It's just the one thing I do really hate about these is like it's overly self aware. And like I don't mind a film like this being self aware of what it is, but it gets to the point of just being just like eye rolling. Like especially in the first one where you know he look at the camera like oh yeah the studio didn't give us enough money so we have to do this or that or in the teasers when they had like. Josh Brolin saying some lame line. They're like, oh, that's just lazy writing. Like, it gets to the point of just being so constant that
It wasn't that constant.
No, but I mean, just the kind of tone throughout these movies.
Well, it's sardonic. I like it.
Yeah.
I find it refreshing in this kind of movie.
Yeah. It's just like, I don't mind that element. It's just that they kind of beat it over the head at times. It just is exhausting.
Yeah, I thought it was funny. I laughed a lot more. Oh my gosh, that's also the worst thing in the world. And it happens to me all the time. The last worst thing, I had like an asthma attack during Spy because I was laughing so hard and no one else was laughing in the whole theater.
Really?
And like my friends get really embarrassed by my laugh. Like I have a very loud laugh and they get really embarrassed by it. And I didn't know what I do. But they might just be making it up, but probably not. But anyway, apparently I have a very loud laugh. Yeah. Allegedly, but anyway. But yeah, in this movie I was laughing and stuff and nobody else was laughing. And it happens to me all the time and I'm sick of it.
Hmm.
I'm sick of it.
Was no one else laughing in Deadpool?
Correct. At the same parts that I was laughing at.
Huh.
And I hate it.
That's weird.
When I find someone who laughs at the same parts of a movie, we'll be set for life.
I feel like we do, don't we?
Nope.
No?
Nope. Sorry, Henry.
It's too bad. I tried. But yeah, I mean, I laughed a fair bit. It's not, you know, it is essentially just like an R-rated kind of comedy, which is fine. Nothing wrong with that. But it was all right. With Deadpool being front and center, it's just, I don't really enjoy that character for the most part. And so it's...
Yeah, that'll do it.
Yeah. And so, which again, is just a completely personal thing. Like, I don't want to criticize someone for loving it, which, I mean, clearly a lot of people do.
Braden, where's Braden? I tell you.
Did Braden,
We've talked about this so many times. I've never seen Braden more joyful than when he watched anything related to Deadpool.
Oh, yeah.
He's so happy. You can just see it, like, the light in his eyes, and it's just so nice to witness.
Yeah.
But it's so confusing. Yeah. He loves Deadpool.
He's like, ha ha.
Yeah, the whole time. Oh, and he watched, you were doing something, and he watched it twice, the teaser trailer twice over.
Wow.
Both times, same level of hilarity.
Wow. Because it's rare you ever see Brayden laugh that much.
Oh, that's not true.
Yeah, it is.
He thinks I'm hilarious.
I don't doubt that, but it's just...
No, that's true. That level of, yeah. Oh, I wish he was here. I'm so sad.
Yeah.
He loves it.
Yeah, I'm sure he'll talk about it plenty next week.
I'm sure.
I
don't know how he... Well, yeah, we'll see, I guess. Do you know if he saw it? Did you talk
to him? I mean, he said... I was at Joe Vengo yesterday studying, and he said he was going to, like, the 4:15 show. So I think he saw it. But...
Oh, Braden.
Yeah.
He'd love it. Bust Does Cooper hurt. Like these?
He didn't... I don't think he's seen either.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I don't think so.
That kind of surprises me, honestly.
Yeah, a little bit. I mean, he may have seen the first one.
I feel like he has two very polar sides to his personality as far as entertainment, and I feel like this would fit in one of those sides.
Yeah. I could be wrong. He may have seen the first one, but he didn't seem that overly excited to see this one, but... No.
I was worried I wasn't going to know what was going on because I didn't see the first one. Didn't matter.
Yeah.
Which doesn't. Is funny because normally for me that's a sign of a good mood. Like I always say that you shouldn't need to see that. But this is like a different category. I feel like it's so irrelevant the first one, but for like other reasons. Like just because there's not a lot going on.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Like, yeah.
Oh, one thing.
I did say, who's T.J. Miller? What's happening with this taxi driver? But I could figure it out easily enough also.
Yeah. One thing about the comedy that I think even having rewatched the first one, like, in the past 6 months or so, is so much of the comedy is all pop culture references.
Oh, so you think it's not going to stick?
And yeah, and I don't think it has, because, you know, they, like, mentioned, it's like what Beyonce says, and it's like, and
And excuse me, Beyonce is a permanent staple in our society as a whole. No,
no, I mean, is that...
Poor example, Henry.
It's just as a...
rejected.
It's just as a general example, or like, you know, oh yeah, I tweeted this, or like, it's just... And even having a rewatch of the first one, it already feels kind of dated.
Oh yeah?
And it's just like, this is going to be so...
That's true.
Which, I mean...
But that is another demonstration of how self-aware it is. It knows what it's here for. It's not trying to be a masterpiece.
I agree with that, but it's just... In 5 years, I feel like having rewatched this, it's going to be even more... Or rewatching it, it's going to be even more like, ugh. Like, 5 years ago, that's what...
Or
that
was a thing. Or it'll be nostalgia, you know... Because these movies kind of harp on nostalgia anyway, in one way or another.
Yeah.
So in that respect, it might work.
Maybe. But it's just... And, which again, referencing pop culture and comedy, that's fine. But just... It's just all the time. And it's just, oh, Justin Bieber said that. You know, it's just...
They did not reference Justin Bieber.
Yeah, they did.
When? Oh, they did. That was pretty funny.
And so I...
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, I'm not saying it's not... Wouldn't be... It's not funny at the time, but it's just... You almost, like, know it's just going to feel dated. And the first one, I feel like, already does it.
I got to watch the first one now, and I'm curious. But also, I live for pop culture.
Oh, I did, yeah, I'm fine with that.
No, you couldn't give a crap.
No, I like pop culture.
Okay, tell me who Ariana Grande is dating. I've never listened to her music, I still know.
Oh, that's celebrity gossip.
That is pop culture.
No, it's not. You could
popular
ask,
culture?
You could ask 9 out of 10 people, and they would not know.
That's not true. What's popular culture to you?
I don't know.
Like, you don't know anything about the royal wedding.
Yeah, I do.
No, you don't.
Yeah, I watched a good bit of it.
Oh, the truth comes out.
Yeah. Well, mostly because my mother was watching it, but...
I'm trying to think of other pop... Let me look at my list to see what pop culture happened this week that I wrote down. All right, not much. These are mostly movie things. Shockingly. Okay. What's it... Okay. Do you know the deal with Justin Theroux? Celebrity gossip basically aligns with pop culture.
Yeah, a certain extent.
She's dating Pete Davidson, by the way, who is who's, why I know, because I love Davidson. Pete Davidson. Ariana Grande, I feel like we'd be friends, but I don't listen to her music.
Me neither.
Pete Davidson's from SNL.
Oh.
He references Timothée Chalamet and his... It's like, of course. No, listen. This is like the epitome. Listen. He is in... I'll get it later.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll get it
later. If you want to get it now, you can. Yeah, Chloe took a little phone call. We're back now.
Sorry. Okay, so...
I should come up with like a little, like, music plug-in to play whenever we need to take a break.
Some elevator music?
Yeah, I should find some.
You should. That's what NPR does, and I want to die, but it's fine. Anyway, okay, this is everything. Okay. So, it's SNL, which is up and down for me. It was a big part of my childhood.
Yeah.
Big part of my childhood. Kaylee and I made t-shirts to see Seth Meyers and everything.
Did you see Kate McKinnon's Giuliani?
I did.
Oh, it's good.
Yeah, she annoys me, but anyway.
Brutal.
I can't help it. Okay, so I might annoy her too. So anyway, everything. SNL sketch, Tan from Queer Eye, Reed does a makeover. Have you not? What are you giving me that face? Tan is a man from Queer Eye. Tan France.
I haven't seen the show.
I'm just telling. Okay, fine. Everyone else has. Tan from Queer Eye makes over Pete Davidson, who I'm obsessed with. And Pete Davidson comes out of the dressing room and says, "Oh, you made me look like Timothée Chalamet." And it's the best thing ever.
Oh, is he the guy who's like, okay.
Yeah, like, that's him. Oh, okay. That's him.
Yeah, he's cool.
That was really good, actually. Oh, yeah. You. Yeah, he had some issues, but he's doing well now.
Oh, yeah, I heard about that, yeah.
He's very open about it, so yeah. YGG, or Y...
What's that again?
YGB, oh, I yeah. guess. YGP, you go, Pete. Anyway, but yeah, so he's dating Ariana Grande, and then Scarlett Johansson and Colin Jost, as you know.
Mm-hmm.
And then Emma Stone's dating somebody, too. Who's not Justin Theroux. Everyone thinks... I don't know why this is a thing. I guess because he dated Jennifer Aniston, who everyone loved Jennifer Aniston, I guess, is a thing. I liked her in that movie with Jake Gyllenhaal. You know the movie with Jake Gyllenhaal? Okay, somebody does. Somebody out there knows.
Listeners, let us know.
She did a movie with Jake Gyllenhaal, and I really liked that movie. But other than that, I never saw Cake. I probably should watch it.
I haven't seen Cake. I heard that was bad.
Really? Okay, well, I want to give her a chance. She seems like a very nice person. Anyway... So she obviously was married to Justin Theroux. They got divorced. Now, for some, to use a Yiddish word, for cocked reason, everyone thinks Justin Theroux is dating everybody. Now he was dating Emma Stone. Now they think he's dating, oh, who's the other? Oh, crap. They think he's dating like 8 different people.
Gosh.
Who are all like young, like half his age.
Uh-huh.
It's very weird.
What a whirlwind.
Whew. It's so random. He's not that... No offense, Justin Theroux, but he's not, like, that famous.
Yeah.
Everyone thinks he's dating everybody.
Yeah, he's in The Leftovers.
Yeah, so woohoo.
I'm just saying, that's the big thing he's been in recently. He also co-wrote Tropic Thunder, and he also wrote Iron Man 2, which isn't great. But...
I appreciate his... And he was in a Mute. Wasn't he?
Ah, yeah. That's
the last time I saw Selena Gomez. That's what it is. People think he's dating Selena Gomez.
Yikes.
That is so weird.
Huh, that's strange.
He's like 50.
Is he? I thought he was younger than that.
I don't think he's that young. He's probably not 50, but... Yeah, you don't look at Justin. I think Henry's interested.
No. No, no, no.
And he had a rat tattooed on his back. She divorced him is what's happening here. Not to get too personal.
Rat tat, you know?
Yeah. Oh, boy. All right. Go ahead.
Well, I don't...
What are we talking about? Deadpool?
Yeah, and the cameos, some of the cameos were funny. Again, it just...
Yeah, they were very funny. And I really like Rob Delaney, who played the mustache guy.
Oh, yeah.
I like him a lot. He's in... Have you watched his show? I like her a lot. She's done a lot of shows. She did... Crap. Was that show just called Divorce? With Sarah Jessica Parker? Anyway, she's really cool. What's her name? I'm not doing well today. What's her name? What?
Sarah Jessica Parker?
No, not Sarah Jessica Parker, but the lady. I think her name's Catherine.
I've been saying the show.
Catastrophe.
Oh,
she's
no, I haven't seen that.
I love that lady. Everything she does is funny.
Cool.
What were we talking about?
Deadpool.
No, after that. The other thing.
No, the cameos were fine.
Oh, that's right.
Again, it just... It's that... If you... It kind of reeks of just... I don't know. It feels kind of desperate to me at times.
Sharon Horgan. Can't leave her hanging.
Right. It's... I mean, some of them are funny. Like, there are two big ones that I... Or not two big ones. Or two big actors that I liked. One, because he has been appearing in... randomly in a lot of different things recently.
This is... Who? He was in this?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, this is the thing.
I missed him.
I was talking to Cooper yesterday at Joe Van Gogh. I was like, yeah, wouldn't it be nice? Like, some of the cameos weren't that good, but why couldn't they have gotten this guy in it? And then I went back and looked at the cameos. This guy was in it.
Where was he?
He was the redneck number one, apparently.
No!
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
No.
Very loose or kind of vague.
Wow. You guys gotta look, because I was looking at them and I said, why is this scene happening?
Watch out for Redneck Number One if you haven't seen it yet.
Oh my word.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
They also had some big ones.
Yeah.
Bigger than him.
Yeah.
And he's big.
Big.
Yeah, they had bigger ones. Wow.
Yeah, so.
I missed him totally.
Yeah, me too.
What a shame.
I know.
Yeah, what is he doing with his life?
I mean, he had a rough year last
Living
year.
Living it. Did he?
Yeah.
I like Downton. Oh, I talked to this... Okay, you know the guy on my soccer team, Daniel, who I talk movies with a lot?
Who you hate?
No, I love... Well, I really like Daniel. Yeah, I really like Daniel. No, Stefan?
Ah, oh yeah, sorry, I was thinking...
Stefan I have issues with. Uh-huh. And he's got a man bun now, so it makes it trickier.
Oh, nice.
But, I was talking... Anyway. No, Daniel, he watched Downsizing. I thought he was going to really like it. He didn't like it. Nobody likes it. Except for me. I like it. I'll watch it again, I won't like it. But if it was about the lady, that's what I tell everyone. If she was the main character...
Get a spinoff of her, yeah. With
no,
her.
It's too late.
Yeah, it's too late.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
Huh. What can you do?
Mm-hmm.
So Deadpool.
Oh, well, I guess we did just kind of give away who was it. You just said what movie.
I didn't mean to.
Oh, no, I'm not saying it's...
Did we?
We just talked about Downsizing. Downsizing.
You just gave it away. Yeah, Waltz is in it.
Matt Damon.
I was just trying to...
Yeah, I know. I know.
Oh, boy.
So, yeah, so Matt Damon appears. He's redneck cats
oh,
out
boy.
Of the bag
That's
here.
Not really a spoiler.
No.
There's lots of other good cameos. You'll be fine.
Yeah. He's in it. But yeah, and well, last year wasn't great. For him.
I did mess it up. You're right.
Yeah, he had the Great Wall, he had Suburbicon, and then Downsizing, ooh, all of which flopped pretty
that's
hard.
Rough.
So,
good year for Noah Jupe, bad year for Matt Damon, the boy from Suburbicon.
Oh, right, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, there are a few good cameos here and there. Yeah. But, yeah, I mean, it's... I didn't dislike it as much... As I thought I would. I liked it.
What a raving review.
Yeah.
Rave review?
It's probably about on par as the
first one.
Yeah.
That's good, right?
Oh, yeah, I guess.
I thought, well, never mind, no spoilers.
Okay.
Okay, I will say one thing. I don't think this is a spoiler, but again, I'm not an I don't know that much. I'm not an expert. Yeah. I don't know that much about the universe, but the, like... Is this a spoiler? I'm signing. We're playing charades here.
Don't think so.
Okay.
Well, maybe.
Is it?
I don't
it's
know.
Stupid if it is, because they barely talk about
no,
it.
No, go for it.
So it's their fault.
Go for it.
Okay. The collars?
Yeah.
That turn off mutant powers? What the F is that?
Oh, yeah.
That was a ridiculous plot device. That was terrible writing.
Yeah.
If that hasn't been done before, but again, I don't know. If it has been done before...
I don't think so.
Fine. If it hasn't, just dreadful. That solves everyone's problems always. Mm-hmm. Again, I went to Kaylee. I turned and I said, oh, this is going to cause a lot of plot holes. Then, this would solve everything. What is going on?
Yeah.
But...
And yeah, some of the writing just felt kind of lazy to me.
I think. So. Oh, big cameo at the end.
Oh, yeah.
I forgot about that.
Yeah. But, yeah.
Yeah, you could see by the age of people. Or you could, I should say, people were, went with their age as far as who got up when. So, like, the older you were, the faster you got up to leave. But, like, you know, the two-year-olds in there were like, I'm staying for the post-credits scene.
God, I really, I will say, not saying they're not funny, I really am sick of post-credits stuff. Just in the movie.
Yeah. These were probably my favorite ones I've seen.
Yeah, I
would
agree.
They were probably some of the only ones I understood, even a little bit.
Yeah.
But these were, I thought, pretty good. And I like that they did kind of integrate it into the movie. Like, you have to stay for these. Like, the other ones, you don't have to stay for, whatever.
Right.
People will. But yeah, but kind like, of
the ones in, like, Infinity War and all these others where it's just teasing the next movie, like,
that's different than this, though.
Oh, I know. But I'm just saying, the idea of post-credit scenes. And this, it's fine, but...
I think the self-awareness... I do appreciate the self-awareness. And that's kind of the idea of the character anyway, right? Deadpool is, like, a more satirical... Which way...
Brad was like, oh, yeah, that's a superhero kind of...
I can't do him, but it's fine. But anyway. He would... This is where Brayden would come in. This is going to be our Deadpool moment. breaking the fourth wall. This is where Brayden comes in and tells us the history of Deadpool as a comic book character. Yeah, and we say, oh!
Back in 19...
Is that Brayden?
I don't know.
That's terrible.
Sorry. I was being Sebastian Stan again. And,
yeah, that was really good. That's a really good Sebastian Stan.
Thank you.
Yeah. Not the best Brayden.
No, but... Yeah, who else? Yeah, who can do Brayden, you know? He's...
Cooper actually is really good at it.
Oh, is he?
Yeah.
Oh, we'll have to get him on.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, yeah, no, but like in Guardians of the Galaxy 2, they're like 5.
I didn't see it.
Yeah. It's just... Stop it.
Stop.
Stop, Marvel.
Yeah.
And then all these other cinematic universes are copying it, too. And it's just, all right.
Give How it many up. Are there?
There's like a billion cinematic universes.
What are you telling me?
Yeah.
No
so,
way.
So there's, you know, the other...
DC, Marvel.
DC, Marvel.
The other part of Marvel.
There's going to be the Fast and Furious one.
Okay.
There's going to be a Dwayne Johnson and just some other guy spinoff.
What are you talking about?
Yeah, look it up. There's a now a Ghostbusters universe. There's a...
No, there's not a Ghostbusters universe. There's two Ghostbusters movies.
There's three.
Oh, whoops. I forgot about the new one.
Yeah, there's the Dark Universe, which is the Mummy. Started with the Mummy with Tom Cruise.
The Dark Universe?
Yeah. Which is still kind of up in the air. There's the Alien universe.
These are just sequels. There's just another... Is there a Harry Potter universe?
Yeah, because there's Harry Potter and there's Fantastic Beasts, and it's connected.
Ah!
Yeah, so, yeah, that's the other big one.
I get it.
Yeah, it's Star Wars.
Okay.
You know, stuff like that.
You ready for Solo?
Oh, God.
That's what we're seeing this week, right?
Yeah, I've only been hearing very...
You want to come with us? Maybe.
Yeah, sure.
I'll tell you when. Like, this week I told Henry, I said, oh, my friends and I are seeing Deadpool in half an hour if you want to come.
Yeah. I mean,
lots of notice, and we all have movie passes,
right?
So we all used our movie pass, and you don't know where you've had your. This is no offense, Henry. Everything else about you is great. This is disgraceful that you've had one for a year and you've never used it. You see a movie every week, at least one, and you've never used your movie pass.
Feels wrong.
Oh my God. I'm so proud of myself. I understand the concept of movie pass. I was explaining it to my dad. I understand it because of Silicon Valley. Because I watch that show, I've learned a lot. I've said this before. I'm very excited because this is not really my area of expertise at all. So shows can teach you stuff when they're not, whatever.
I've only been hearing very average things about Solo. So
I've heard good things about it.
I've heard all right things, but it's just
Alden Ehrenreich will keep me there forever.
I hope so.
He's got the thing. Yeah, I don't like Emilia Clarke, but it'll be fine. But I also like Donald Glover.
I like her gif that where she's like doing her like hands in the air.
I haven't seen that.
It's a good one.
I think she's so obnoxious. I love
that gif, listeners.
I love Phoebe Waller-Bridge.
Who's that?
I don't know who she plays, but she's very tall. She's a genius. She has a show called Fleabag and Crashing.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm obsessed with her. And what's her other show? Oh, no, it was a movie. Oh, crap. Give me a second. Talk about it. You can talk for a second.
But, yeah, so, I mean, it's... one thing I guess we can talk about quickly is So, I mean, the movie did well financially, but it didn't do as well as they were hoping. And so there was some
Deadpool?
And there was some news article recently that was like, hey, have we finally hit superhero fatigue? Because we just had Avengers. And so now we have Infinity War out, we have Deadpool out, and like how Brayden was saying,
Killing Eve. I love that show. She's not in it.
Oh, I haven't seen that.
She's not in it, and it's not a comedy, so I forgot she did it. But that's Phoebe Waller-Bridge too.
Okay,
she's my hero.
But and then we just had Black Panther come out on Blu-ray, and it's probably even in theaters still. It's some places. So I think I think it's not good to have, even if it's two technically different.
Yeah.
If
Josh Brolin's in two movies,
he
shouldn't be playing at the same time.
No, he's probably living it right now. Whew.
What a funky guy.
He is strange.
What a life.
Yeah.
Like, what is his deal? I don't know.
I think he's just doing it, you know?
I guess so.
He's going for it.
He said maybe he was trying to cover his bases with the auditions and they both worked out. Like, that happens with me a lot, not with auditions, obviously, but like, I double down.
But yeah, he's definitely made some good
choices. Doesn't work out for me. Worked out for him.
But yeah, I mean,
I don't know.
Strange man, but...
We barely talked about the movie and it's fine.
No, we talked about it a good bit.
I will say, I know it's a different genre, as it were. I guess they formed into different genres. Deadpool and Logan, which I'll probably call Wolverine again, because I almost just did. But they both have a relationship with a child.
Well, no, they're technically the same.
Because they're both X-Men?
Done by the same studio, yeah.
Okay, well, anyway. I said genre.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Different genres. But, like, the relationship with the child is so different. It's shocking. And that's why one works so much better. I mean, there's lots of reasons, obviously. But, I mean, you're not as invested in the whole Deadpool thing. Oh, yeah. The more I think about Deadpool, the worse the writing was. Like, the plot makes next to no sense. Mm-hmm.
And
people don't go see it for the plot, I guess. I get that.
Yeah. Oh, well, one thing I will mention about the child thing, that is becoming like a tiring trope to have. Like, I feel like in the last year, we've had so many, like, kind of paternal or maternal, like...
Mostly paternal, huh?
Yeah. And it's just
almost
like...
Almost exclusively.
I know there are like maybe three or four last year where there were like a father and child. Yeah. And it's like, all right, let's do something else.
Think of it.
Yeah, and also, no, I mean, of course, it's kind of to its own detriment, but in Deadpool, it is so overly self-aware that some of the serious things in it, it's too self-aware for me to try
to work. That,
yeah.
Like, they talk about abuse.
Yeah.
And it does not work.
Yeah, and so it's just like, and so it's definitely succeeds at times at being self-aware, but also falls kind of flat.
Mm-hmm.
Gets it its own way.
Also, you know, I'm not clearly, but I really, really dislike seeing a bunch of, like, gun violence in movies. Just because I find it very, like, the beginning of Deadpool, I was sitting there, I was saying, I want to leave so bad. Like, I find this so off-putting, like, it makes my stomach hurt, like, I hate it so much.
Mm-hmm.
Wolverine, also bloody, but at least it's just fighting, which sounds really stupid, but it's just
fighting with claws.
It's just more far removed. Yeah, he's got claws. Mm. Like, I don't have, I'm not gonna have, no one I know is probably gonna ever have claws, so it's fine. But you know what I mean? Like, that kind of thing. Meh.
Mm-hmm. Not
and they don't use it as a comedic tool.
Yeah.
Did I just call Wolverine? In whatever, in Logan.
Right.
In Hugh Jackman movie.
Yeah. I don't really have as much an issue with the gun violence, but I think it's especially with everything happening now, I think you need to kind of pick your moments.
Yeah.
Movies need to, which, I mean, the movie was made a while back, so it's not like...
Well, it's been happening for several years.
Yeah. But, yeah, it is getting a little... hard to judge at times with everything going on. At least in America, maybe not clearly not so much other places, but
yeah.
Yeah.
Nah, I just don't like watching it. But and I also just think it's kind of lazy in superhero movies, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Did you like the way the action scenes were choreographed?
Yeah, they were alright.
I didn't find them very good. Well,
it is directed by the guy who did Atomic Blonde.
I meant to mention that
at the beginning.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, he did. No.
Yeah, so he's...
Oh. Oh, boy.
He's. I think these are the two films he's done because he was a stuntman before this.
Kill in the Game. Oh, that's right.
Yeah, so.
You go. I applaud you.
Yeah.
Oh,
my God. So, I mean, I'd say I probably like the Atomic Blonde a little more than this, but still.
I liked it quite a bit more.
I know you did. I know. It was in the top 10, I know. It's a movie that I...
He's in both. Look out for the person who's in both of those.
Oh, yeah.
Are they, like, best friends? What's the deal there?
I don't know.
But... It's not James McAvoy. I'm kidding. I wish.
Yeah. But, no, Atomic Blonde is a movie I want to love. I've seen it maybe, I don't know, like 2.5 times now. I watch it, I'm like, all right, I'm going to love it. I'm going to go 5 out of 5 with this.
And watch,
like,
it with me.
Okay. But, like, it always just ends up, I'm like, no.
Really?
Yeah. Like, the action, fine, cool. But, like, everything else is just really kind of drags for me. What?
Nothing.
You all right?
Yep. I'm fine.
Sure?
Yeah. Just a group. What? Oh, I got a text.
Oh, no, you seem kind of like, oh.
I'm very responsive to everything.
All right.
It's fine.
Okay. Well, but yeah, so. All right. Well, you want to wrap it up?
Yeah.
Or wrap it up? It's, I don't know, it's like a 3.
Yeah. 3? I give a, no.
Maybe 3.25.
3.25. Yeah, you guys started doing that. I said, oh, they missed me. That's why they're doing this, Michigas, with the 0.25 and stuff.
Yeah.
I give it... Okay. Okay. This is a good example. There's a little boy at the preschool for which I substitute often.
Mm-hmm.
His name is Van, and he's very cute. But he's so poorly behaved. But he's, like, smart. Like, he knows what... I just, like... He's the one kid where I'm like, you know what? You do you. So the look I give him is what I give this movie.
Right.
Does that make sense?
I hope so. I hope for listeners.
Say he's not hurting anybody.
Yeah.
Let him do those things I literally cannot even mention on here.
That's fair. So yeah. All right. Well, I guess we can move on to our richer review of Logan. And we have a clip for that one too, so take a listen.
It's not about what you do. It's not about your deeds. You can't live up to God's rules. He knows that you can't. It's okay. We're imperfect.
Make way, sir.
I said, make way! The new Quesalupa from Taco Bell. Get it with chicken. Get it with steak. But with the cheese baked right in the shell. It's the next big thing. Go now while supplies last.
Who are you?
No, I am.
You're the man who puts me to sleep.
We both could use some sleep.
No! Ah! No! Ah! Ah!
Okay, so Logan is directed by James Mangold, stars Hugh Jackman, Patrick Stewart, Daphne Keene, Stephen Merchant, Richard Grant.
So many.
That's kind of the big names, I guess.
So many famous Brits.
Yeah. And the plot synopsis is, in the near future, a weary Logan cares for an ailing Professor X somewhere on the Mexican border. However, Logan's attempts to hide from the world and his legacy are upended when a young mutant arrives, pursued by dark forces. So, this one, was released early last year and is Hugh Jackman's kind of final appearance as Wolverine, and it's the conclusion to his standalone Wolverine trilogy, and yeah, it's also part of the X-Men 20th Century Fox Marvel franchise, cinematic universe, whatever you want to call it. But now, Chloe, you had not seen this prior to that.
I had not. I watched it on HBO Go last night.
Right on.
Very good.
Yeah.
Very, very good movie.
It's very good.
Really good.
I was kind of...
You and I both do love a Western.
Yeah.
And it does have a lot of that Western feel.
Yeah.
Oh, even it literally does. It makes an homage to...
Oh, definitely.
Yeah. Okay. So I'm on par there with this.
Yeah. And so this one is, I mean, it's also R-rated. And it's...
Yeah.
To me, it's probably the best Marvel... Let's see, I'm trying to think of the other ones. Yeah, like, if I had to choose between all of the different Marvel films, the other ones and the X-Men ones, this would probably be at the top for me, I think. It's just the most compelling, the most...
It's like a real film.
Yeah, it doesn't feel like it's setting shocking. Up. Like, for the most part, it doesn't feel like it's setting up a bunch of other films, aside from maybe the very, very end. But... I love the movie. Like, Hugh Jackman and Patrick Stewart are fantastic in it, and also the girl.
Patty Stewart apparently lost 20 pounds for his role, really? Yeah. Which seems so, so unnecessary. He's covered in a blanket the whole time.
Yeah.
But anyway.
And then Daphne Keene is awesome. She's
oh my god, I'm obsessed with her.
New Girl on the Block.
You know? Go. Yeah. Yes, I believe in her. When she cried, I cried.
Mm-hmm.
She was so good.
And I'm guessing just watch the regular version, but it was also released when it was on Blu-ray, the black and white version, or the...
Oh, I heard about that.
The noir version.
I think that turned me off, honestly.
Oh, no, it's... I watched it when I got it, and it's awesome. Like, really? I would actually... I could watch that.
Did you watch the... What about Mad Max?
I did. I would say I liked the noir version of this more than that, because the colors in Mad Max are, like... That's one of the...
They play a part.
Yeah. That's yeah, true. Whereas in this,
not so much.
Not as much, but the noir version is actually awesome. Like, yeah. I would be fine watching that mm-hmm. for the rest of the time I
You know watch what? It. I'm also not usually, like, a score person. I'm just not. I'm more good. Of a visuals person. Loved the score on this. Yeah. I said, wow, I really noticed it a few times.
Yeah, and feels very different from the other typical Marvel.
Oh, this is just a totally different movie. It's kind of crazy that they decided to make that.
It's very simple. Which is nice. Yeah. There's not much plot.
Solid, though.
Yeah, yes. Solid story, not much talk of, like, this character, that character, what's happening.
Thank God, oh my word. Yeah, sometimes you need a break.
No, seriously. Whew. But it is a road trip film, like a Western kind of road trip, yeah. You know?
Out of road trip. They technically take a trip on a road. I don't know if I would call it a road trip movie.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like that Britney Spears Zoe Saldana movie. It's not like...
No, it's exactly that.
Yeah.
No, but I mean, I wouldn't call it like, hey...
Call them Odysseys. I love Nodyssey. Sure.
I mean, I wouldn't be like, hey, it's a road trip film. We should watch it. You know, it's just...
Right.
A little subsection, you could be called. Yeah, it's kind of road trip, you know?
It's an odyssey.
Correct.
In a car, mostly.
Yeah.
Ships are discussed, so.
But, yeah. and so, of course, one thing that is kind of refreshing I don't know a ton about the Wolverine character, but every other film he's been in, it's been PG-13, and this is R, and so his actual kind of violent nature really comes through in this, so they really don't hold back with the violence, but it all feels very warranted, and it's all very well directed and presented.
Yeah, they showed they don't tell.
Yeah.
In that vein, there's a lot I don't, like, I'm missing some good chunks of info here.
Yeah. Yeah, but
but it's unnecessary, I guess. It's, they, what's the word? They kind of, what is the, they get it down to what you need.
Yeah, it's, yes.
Yeah, it's lean.
Yeah, very lean. And
lots of lack of information, though. But I guess they're going to go back, because in this kind of world, they're going to go backwards, or I don't know, or whatever. Because it's in 2029.
Yeah.
I don't know. Because there's obviously some stuff to be discussed. Is this a spoiler because it's so old, or what?
No, we can spoil it.
Okay. Yeah, because everybody's dead. How the F did that happen?
Yeah.
I like the meta comic book stuff. I said, okay, interesting. Oh,
yeah. Yeah, that's because that's like, that's what I like. It's just like a little bit. It's not all over the place.
Yeah, that's Deadpool, true. That's true. You know?
That's true. Of course, they're different films, but still.
Very different.
Which one is more effective, you know? But yeah, and then also, the action is awesome. I'd say it's definitely some of the best action.
Yeah, it's very cool.
Like, the farmhouse is amazing.
Yeah.
Everything there. I mean, it's brutal to watch.
Oh, and it's, so that's it's, because it's heavy. It's because they did a good job.
Yeah, it's heavy to watch, but...
The whole movie, because it's not... And I'm not... I don't do it on purpose. It's just because it's like I've said 1,000 times. It's hard for me to watch, like, sci-fi movies because I'm like, oh, well, how does this work? Like, blah, blah, blah. Just because it's just... I don't have much, I guess, suspended disbelief or whatever. I don't know why. It seems like I should, but I don't. But this movie, every time I'm like, oh, what is it? Then I can think, oh, because of this, more or less. Do you know what I mean? There aren't, like, plot holes.
Right.
There's stuff that doesn't make super sense, but it doesn't bother me, because I'm like, oh, well, this could be the reason for that. The thing that comes closest for me to not super making sense is the whole clone stuff. Because that's just not quite how that... You know, my dad was, like, the second person ever... Or he was the first person to clone a living organism.
Really?
Yeah, blood cell.
Good grief. No, I didn't know that.
Yeah, he's pretty cool.
Jeez.
Yeah.
Shout out, man.
He didn't do he's not the sheep guy. He didn't make it there. He just did a living organism.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Anyway. But the clone thing didn't make a whole lot of sense to me.
Also, yeah, I mean, it's one, but also there's that somewhat suspension of disbelief where it is kind of...
I don't have that.
It's still in the superhero world, so...
It's... Yeah,
I mean, of course, it's not a force scientifically
sound. No, I'm not thinking about that. I'm thinking about logistics with the cloning.
Oh, okay.
So...
Although I do love the fights between the two.
I didn't like... That was my least favorite part.
Really?
My least favorite part of the movie is that there's two Hugh Jackmans. I said, this is grossly unnecessary. And then I, of course, because I'm me, I think, like, why they leave the clone with a beard or why they cut his hair on the top? It makes no sense. But anyway, I know that's very slight, but those are kind of the things I think about.
Okay.
Anyway, so I kind of get it. They made a girl. I'm assuming they could choose, and they did the foot thing, which I liked a lot. You know what I'm talking about?
I think so.
Did you watch it recently?
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about? The girl, like, female.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Whatever's
have the back claws and stuff.
Yeah.
So I kind of like that. But then they nominated to make just a Hugh Jackman again. But then also, it's not how clones work. Like, it wouldn't look like Hugh. It doesn't matter. The point is, I didn't love that so much.
That side, yeah.
Everything else I could get behind. Pretty much made sense.
Mm-hmm.
P.S. Obsessed with Stephen Merchant.
He's great at it.
The whole week is going to be one of my picks of the week, so I won't say it now.
Okay.
But love Stephen Merchant. I watched this, like I said, last night. I said, oh my god, I've been listening to you all week. Okay, yeah. So when I ran out of the office, too serious, you know, doing it twice is a lot. So when I switched over to this thing, and I said, well, okay. P.S., it's not The Other Office. That'd be a good guess, but it's wrong.
Nice try, listeners.
Nice try. There's only six episodes or whatever, so it's not that.
Yeah.
But, no, it was really good. Love Patty Stew.
I love the dinner scene.
Love
at the farmhouse.
Very sweet. Yeah. I need a bit of that in
the movie. Feels very genuine. And I mean, also, the humor in the film is great. It's not like that eye-rolling, like, kind of blockbuster.
No, it's very good.
It's good. It's good.
Very well-written script.
Yes.
But, I know I already talked about it, kind of in Quiet Place, when they have that moment where they're dancing.
Yeah.
They have that in this movie. Obviously, nobody's dancing. But anyway.
Hugh Jackman gets down and just goes for it.
I was going to make a bad joke about Patrick Stewart's character, so you did better than me there.
Power pull there.
You did better than me, but yeah. So anyway, but I love the girl. Also, was that the sister from Ugly Betty? Because that's all I could think, and I meant to look it up, but I didn't. You never seen Ugly Betty?
I mean, I've seen bits and pieces, but...
What's wrong with you, Henry?
Let me see if that's
the sister from Ugly Betty, because...
But yeah, and I love the setting... At the beginning,
go ahead.
Whatever you call it, I don't know what the warehouse.
Oh, the thing.
Yeah,
the hideout.
The hideout. Yeah, that's a good word for it. I love. And just the cinematography is great.
Where's the
even though
nurse and this list? I'm pretty sure it's the mom from Ugly Betty.
But that's a Western, so the scenery kind of lends itself to being pretty. But it's very well shot.
It also makes sense given the circumstances.
Yeah.
Which is very nice. Like, logistically, their placement geographically makes total sense.
Yeah.
Which I always appreciate, that kind of over tie-in, if you know what I mean. Instead, like, when people are just randomly in the middle of the woods somewhere, like, I hate that.
Yeah.
This is very grounded. Like, it's an actual, you know, they form the world, like, movies.
And, yeah, I love all the dynamics between the three characters.
Yeah.
Hugh Jackman, Patrick Stewart
have
great...
Oh, he's so sweet. Professor X is so sweet. Yeah,
they have great chemistry. And then also with the girl, they're fantastic together. And so, it's very character-driven, which is... That's a big thing for me.
And it's very respectful to... Because they noted in the movie that Wolverine has played a huge part in a lot of people's lives. Mm-hmm. And I used to love those movies in middle school. Especially when I was going through my, knee stuff, because everyone would make fun of me for being a... They called me a... Oh, what's that word? That's, my catchphrase. What's that word? Not a robot human.
Cyborg?
Yeah. People used to call me Cyborg a lot. Because I had metal all up in my knee.
Oh.
Yeah. And you could, see... Anyway.
Ooh.
So. So, I used to love the accent. So then one of my... shout out, Miss Mabry, best science teacher ever. Everyone still loves her. I hear people talking about her, around town. Anyway, she said, you should watch the X-Men movies, which it was more appropriate than it sounds. It wasn't rude. Anyway, but yeah, everyone loves Wolverine. What was my point here? Oh, yeah.
Rashad is obsessed with Wolverine, my coworker.
That makes sense.
He's obsessed.
Other people, too. Anyway. Oh, yeah, you got a little Wolverine that drove me on go.
Yeah.
Anyway, but so, he's played a big part in a lot of people's lives, and they gave him a very nice, send-off, you could say.
Oh, very good send-off.
Very respectful.
Yeah, much better than,
thoughtful. And a lot of them just, blow up or something.
Yeah, much better than Infinity War does.
Oh, my God, that's ridiculous. Well, they're not dead anyway.
Oh, no, a few of them are though.
I guess that's true. It's...
Yeah, I guess I meant to bring it up when we were talking about Infinity War, but...
I can't find the woman. I'm not sure if I didn't make her up.
I don't doubt that. But, yeah, just the way that they do this, it feels character-driven and it feels motivated and thought out, whereas Infinity War, a lot of the deaths, not the ones that are going to be coming back in other movies, but the ones who, I guess, are actually dead, it feels very kind of throwaway. But, yeah, and the farmhouse is probably one of my favorite parts of the film, and then the third act is great as well, the fight in the woods.
Yeah, that is good.
It's very good. And also just his death scene is very effective with the girl.
Very, yes.
You lost it, I bet.
Shut up.
I know, I kinda...
No, did I? I don't think I did, actually.
I definitely teared up, probably.
Is that when she cries?
When she's like...
Yeah, I lost it. That's true.
Yeah.
But, no, I probably... I don't actually cry that much at movies.
I don't either, but there are definitely a few moments.
Yeah. She looks just like Evan Peters. Hear me out on this.
Maybe
they have the same face. Mm-hmm. It's freaky.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe. Mm-hmm.
Can you see it?
Yeah, a little bit, yeah.
Yep, weird.
And one bit of comedy, I do like when she first talks. It's just like, shut up!
Yeah.
I like that a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah. But
it was good. Very well put together.
Yeah, it was one of my favorite films of last year's. Very good.
Last year?
Yeah, came out in 2017.
No way.
In March.
Really?
Yeah, man.
Serious?
Yeah.
I thought it came out several years. Maybe it just has that timeless feel.
Yeah.
Which it does.
Yeah.
But I liked all the science-y stuff, too. That's ridiculous, but I liked it. It's in the water.
Mm-hmm.
If something's in the water, I'm going to like it. I love when they do that stuff, because that is not happening.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's not happening, probably. We wouldn't know, but actually we would, because wells and stuff, no one thought about that, but it's fine.
Oh, and I did like how they present, or how they characterize Professor X with him getting older.
Yeah.
That felt very genuine.
It did, yes.
You know, but...
Okay, hear me out. Okay. I'm sure I'm not very informed. This is the disclaimer, I'm not very informed about this world, and I don't have extensive knowledge, but are you thinking, because there's a lot of time travel, I'm thinking a member of...
That's a little story I have,
about last time you time traveled?
No, about time traveler, potential time traveler. Go, keep going.
So really, that's a very Chloe thing to say.
I know. I felt like you when I was thinking it.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
well, how was it?
It's alright.
Yeah. Alright, so anyway, but... Okay, so time travel's a thing. I'm thinking, so all the X-Men got blown up, right? Except for a couple. I don't think Dark Phoenix is going to get blown up. Because is she still around? I don't know.
I don't know who is Phoenix.
Isn't that her name? Jean Grey?
I think so.
What is wrong with you?
I don't know.
Oh my God.
I watch these movies. I'm not like Brayden. I can't just call these things out left and right. I'm sorry.
Okay, well, like I said, I used to really like these.
I think she is. Yeah, now I think about it. Yeah, I think she is.
I know she is. You didn't even need to say it. But then they did all. Then they did all the Sophie Turner stuff. So I don't know. But
wait, Sophie Turner's young, Jean.
Yes, I know. And I'm saying I don't know that much about her.
Oh.
But anyway, so I think I don't think she would have been affected by the whole Westchester thing, which is where my mom grew up. Fun fact. Oh, well. So anyway, yeah, I don't know.
Any listeners? Yes. Well, if you're from there.
Westchester, population 2. So anyway, so I think one of the X-Men. I don't think they all died. Also, it said there were only 7 left. I don't know how that works either. Anyway, don't think they all died. I think one of them is writing the comic books. Send them back. So people start to like the X-Men, whatever.
Uh-huh.
And they got a little hint in there.
Right.
I think the comic books are a device used by an X-person from the future. Sending them back or something.
Conspiracy.
Or maybe it's one of the young X-Men. Because now there's a whole new group of them.
Yeah.
And she, and they obviously all know about X-Men, so I wouldn't be surprised if they're still called that.
Mm.
Anyway, so, yeah, that's my thinking.
Okay.
Maybe it was Cyclops. Bring back James Marsden.
Right.
Or Ty Sheridan. I like both of them.
Yeah.
I do. I like both of them.
All right.
Everyone else in my group for watching Westworld just craps on James Marsden constantly.
Mm. Well, I mean, he's definitely been in some good stuff, but he's definitely been in some pretty bad stuff, too.
It's also the character. They crap on the character.
Not necessarily his fault, but
they crap on the combination of the character Teddy and James Marsden's face.
Okay.
Very rude.
Rude.
Team Marsden over
here. Shame
on
you.
Yeah. Anyway, you should really watch it. Just get
Yeah, good. I know. I do actually really Ooh. Do want to watch it. And apparently they do there's a song. I don't know, maybe it's still upcoming, but there's a cover of, or instrumental cover of Back to Black, Amy Winehouse song,
that
somewhere.
That's first season.
Oh, really? Yeah, well, I listened to a little bit of the score because I like that composer, and I said, like, oh, hey.
They did lots of them in season one on the piano that
runs itself.
Oh, yeah,
in the saloon thing?
Yeah.
Yeah.
To remind you that it's nowadays.
Yeah.
Oh, that might have been the first clue, actually.
Oh, really?
If you don't know the plot. Yeah, but anyway.
Yeah, I saw the pilot, so I know at least a tiny bit, but still built. Yeah.
So good.
Oh, yeah, but so this time traveler guy.
Oh, yeah.
He's this young guy, maybe, I don't know, maybe mid, late 20s. Very, like, very tall, very quiet, and he dresses almost.
Is he cute?
No. He's all right.
Huh?
But never really says, you know, says very little, very stoic, and he comes in. And usually we'll just sit there and read very quietly.
Is he coming a lot? Have I seen him?
No, no.
Oh, okay.
No. Only every once in a while. And he dresses and acts like, I can't fully describe it, but he acts like he's just from another decade.
It's called a hipster, Henry.
No, but it's like very distinctive. It's like, so he drives this lime green, like, old Volkswagen that, like, you...
If, I'm in already.
Like, I feel would be... You'd see it in 1965.
Mm-hmm.
And it's, like, not...
My favorite decade.
Yeah, it's not, like, the type of car someone his age would be driving or would you always have access to get.
Right.
And he parked out right in front of Joe Van Gogh the other day, and he hid his keys under his front wheel. And he's right in view of everybody. And, like, I watched him leaving, and he's like, he leaned down and got his keys, and I was like, okay, that's a little.
My dad used to do that.
Yeah, which, I mean, nothing against.
No, that's very funny.
Yeah, like, against someone for doing that, but, like, especially someone, like, our age.
Yeah, it's shocking.
You know, would just think, oh, no, I'm not going to do that.
Yeah.
But, and then he also disappeared for a few minutes, like, in the back of the store.
Came back in a different outfit.
Came back, went back again. Then came back and then left. And it's like, it just reminds me of 11/22/63, where Jane Franco goes to the diner and
right.
there's a little closet that he disappears to.
Right.
And he's just gone for like a few seconds or a minute, and he's been gone for a
day. Oh my God.
You know, and I my coworker Jillian and I were talking about, this guy smells of a time traveler.
Like, wow. This guy, that's exciting.
We're going to keep an eye on him.
You should.
I don't know, maybe he's trying to prevent JFK assassination. I don't know what he's doing. Maybe he's going to the future. Mm-hmm. I don't know. This guy's all over the place.
I guess so. It's a dog. Is it your dog?
But yeah, so sorry, my dog.
He came in and said, "Please don't talk about me anymore." The time traveler. It was a joke.
Oh.
It didn't land. Yes. Yeah. It didn't land at all.
I thought my dog was. I was worried about my dog for a second, but, anyways, so yeah, I'll keep you updated, listeners, about the time traveler.
Yeah, keep me updated too. Yeah.
Because his car, especially, was just like, huh, that's just. You don't see a guy like that every day. And also, he's reading, like, no, I won't go into it, but...
What was he reading?
He was, like, reading, like, these, like, fantasy books. Like, you know, he's just, like, his mind is all over the place. You know, he's just...
That's a stretch.
Yeah, I know.
I shouldn't have asked.
I see. So, all right. What were you... Oh,
Millie Bobby Brown auditioned for the girl.
Oh, really?
X-23-er. What's her name?
Laura, yeah. But yeah, I do love... It's definitely one of my favorite films in the superhero genre. Definitely probably my favorite of the last few years. And just because it feels like a film where so many of these just feel like they're extended episodes of a Marvel TV show or something.
Yeah.
So.
Who's the guy? I kept trying to figure it out.
Which guy?
Holbrook? Is he in other stuff?
Sounds familiar.
Oh, not really. No offense.
Oh, and also the villains in this are good as well.
Yeah, they are good. Oh, he's been in a lot of stuff, but I don't know who he is. So, that's fine. That's like the ideal kind of success.
Yeah.
To me.
But
he just looks like, I was like, not Charlie Hunnam. I said, like, Garrett, whatever his name is, no, not him. They all look the same to me.
Oh, Garrett Hedlund?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Doesn't the guy kind of look like him?
Yeah, a little bit, yeah.
To me, they're all the exact same. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, I decided that, because Zachary Levi's in, like, that new superhero show.
Right.
I don't really know. But I said, he's like the other version of John Krasinski.
Interesting.
You see it?
No.
Okay.
Well, I mean, I would have to get a better look, but yeah. Okay, well, yeah, anything else about Logan? I know Braden,
it's really good. I'm not joking, like 1,000,000,000,000 stars.
Yeah,
it's very good.
I know Braden is definitely a big fan. Cooper hasn't seen it yet, but I think he would
like it a lot.
I think he would. He'd be like, oh well, 3.5.
Yeah, okay.
Because he's a lot more conservative with his ratings.
Is
he's
he?
he's like no, like 4.5 or 5, that's like best, you know, movie ever. And so he's like, with the movie,
yes, for that to happen, they'd have to speak French and Italian and have I guess that'd be Call Me By Your Name. He really liked that.
Yeah.
That was an accident.
Yeah,
but
he's nothing against him, but he's definitely more conservative with his how he rates things.
More than me?
A little bit, maybe. But, yeah. And I know he's a big Star Wars fan, so maybe he'll come on next week for Solo, but we'll see. You know? We got to get him on as much as we can before he leaves, so get him, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
So, actually, someone compliments him in one of our emails. They said, hey, Cooper's a cool addition. We'll get to it.
Whatever.
But, yeah, so, well, it's a 5, heavy, heavy 5 for me.
Yeah.
Million trillion.
Million trillion.
Yeah.
So good.
Yeah.
It's very, very understated.
Yeah, and even if you don't like superhero films, that's one of the best things about it.
Because I don't.
Yeah.
I don't.
It's like, this is one of the great things about it. You don't have to be a superhero movie fan to enjoy it. It just feels like a Western
action
film.
It's magical realism, it feels more like.
Yeah.
The more I think about it, the more I like it.
Yeah. So, check it out if you have not seen it yet. But, all right, well, review's done. We can move on to... News, Chloe, what do you got for us?
I have a whole list.
Go for it.
Okay, Brooklyn Nine-Nine is back.
Renewed. Oh.
Got canceled. It was big drama. Mm-hmm. Lin-Manuel Miranda. I can never say his name. Whatever. He said, come on, guys, and it came back. Okay, we already talked about Beautiful Boy, which is on here. Have you seen the trailer
Have you seen Mowgli?
Oh my god, kill me.
Yikes.
Terrible.
Like, no, so.
Who's it? Christian Bale? And Cate Blanchett?
That's
and
a huge cast.
Frida
yeah.
Pinto, and. But they're all just voices again.
Yeah. So, yeah, well, there is.
It looks god awful.
Well, the, yeah, the, so the, I guess the biggest trailer we've had recently is the new Jungle Book film, Mowgli, which is directed by Andy Serkis, who did.
Is
all
it?
The, all the motion capture.
It's directed
for,
by Andy Serkis?
Yep.
Oh, wow. Sorry, no,
who,
Andy.
Who did Gollum and...
He's fine.
Planet of the Apes, but... Anyways, yeah, I was excited at first, like, the first, like, maybe 20 seconds. I was like, okay, this is kind of dark. I like ugh. That. It's fine. But
what's it even about?
It's just the Jungle Book. It's just about, it's about Mowgli, man.
I don't remember
legend,
the Jungle
Legend
Book.
Outcast, whatever they say. I don't
oh,
know.
Boy.
But...
I'm not man, and I'm neither wolf, or yeah. something like
the,
that.
The one thing, like, I'm perfectly fine with them doing a different take on it that's fine. I mean, because
that's good.
I like the new one that came out a couple years ago.
I didn't see it.
It's good. Yeah, I liked it. But the one thing that is so horrendous, I can't believe Andy Serkis in particular would let this
is
go.
Is it the CGI?
It's the CG, like, rendering of these animals is yeah. brutal. Like
you think he's like the king of
yeah,
CGI.
Yeah, like the wolf looks...
Or CG.
I think the wolf in particular looks terrible.
Yeah.
The
wolves
I think
never
snake,
look good.
Well, they look good in the other one, actually.
Oh.
I think, at least from what I remember, but... Yeah, the wolf, I think, especially with all of the eyes, with all the animals, looks bad. Like, I don't know exactly what it is, whether it's what started with the design or... Is the CG, but it does. That's something they
doesn't
got.
Work.
They got to work on. I don't know when that comes out.
I don't know.
Yeah, but I was really kind of disappointed because I heard about. It. I was like, okay, Andy Serkis, kind of different take on it, fine, but yikes.
Yeah, it didn't look good.
yeah.
Christian Bale too. I'm so sorry.
It's fine.
Christian Bale too, but
yeah.
Anyway. Ugh. And then did you see the? This is up your alley. You see the new Johnny Depp trailer?
Yeah, I was a little. I don't know. I was kind of underwhelmed.
Yep.
I mean, Johnny Depp, of course, I'm going to watch it. Still going
to
watch
He's
Sherlock.
He's fading fast to me, honestly. I'm going to watch that. Wait, what?
Sherlock Gnomes.
Oh. I thought you were talking about them making another Sherlock Holmes
Oh, they
movie.
Are. Yeah, so there's
that
Sherlock
I'm in for.
Holmes 3.
I have
out
no
in
shame for my Guy Ritchie fix. I'll see it.
You have to see King Arthur.
I've seen King Arthur.
Oh, did you know? What'd you think of it?
Fine. I don't know.
Yeah.
I like that David Beckham's in it. He's in all of Guy Ritchie's movies. What
yeah.
the F is that about? I love
they're
it,
buddies.
Though.
They're buddies.
It's yeah. pretty cute.
Yeah.
You see that Deadpool thing about David Beckham?
I think so. Yeah. I did. I think
it's
I
funny.
Did. Yeah. But, well, what's the new trailer you said?
Johnny Depp?
Oh, yeah. So, what's it called? The City of Lies?
Is that what it's called?
Yeah.
I
think.
Don't know.
Which stars Johnny Depp. You know, this is
too funny the plot of this movie for me.
Well, just trying to figure out the murder of what's the guy's name?
Biggie Smalls, right?
Biggie Smalls, yeah.
That is too ridiculous
yeah.
for me.
And
that's a thing. P.S. We know the ending.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Johnny Depp plays the
unless it's
the
like
lead.
An Inglourious Basterds thing. They just would say we're gonna make this happen instead. Oh,
yeah,
boy.
It has Johnny Depp in the lead role as well as Forest Whitaker, and of course, love Johnny Depp to death. But
you do.
He just looks he's lost some charisma.
He has definitely lost some charisma. Might be the fatigue and domestic violence.
Perhaps.
Yeah. Perhaps.
And maybe the drinking.
Yeah.
As well, but. Yeah, like I after a while, like I'm perfectly fine with a movie like this kind of mystery.
I don't want to see his face so much. Go back to having other faces.
Yeah,
please.
Man of a thousand faces, you know. But I was just like I just got bored watching it.
Yeah,
you know, like I mean, not saying the movie's gonna be bad, but it's just Johnny Depp. I was really hoping okay, he's gonna get back into
come back.
Cool indie thing.
He just keeps doing the same thing.
Which now who knows? Maybe when the movie comes out. It's great in the context of the film, but
maybe.
Was a little let down. One trailer was really, because I actually haven't seen the original, although I want to, is Papillion with Charlie Hunnam and Rami Malek.
Rami Malek?
Yeah, about the prison escape. It just came out yesterday.
Okay.
It looks good. And the original starred Steve McQueen, I guess it was in the 50s.
Yeah, I've seen the original.
Oh, you have?
And then I looked at a text and I got all confused as to what we were talking about, but I'm back in now. I didn't know there was a remake.
It's yeah, well, the trailer was just released yesterday, okay. So it's yeah, very new. But that actually does look pretty good.
Oh. Did you see that? I don't think it's even on my list here. The movie coming out with... You know, YouTube just has endless trailers. Like, how do they... Yeah. How did... I don't know where half these movies go, because they all have famous people. And the one coming to mind right now is with, I'm going to pronounce her name wrong. Alia Shawkat, whatever, maybe, from Arrested Development.
What's she in?
She's in a new movie. And it's... She and this girl decide to spend... Instead of, like, going on their first date, they decide to spend an entire 24 hours together.
Huh.
And it's directed, like, in apparently a very interesting way.
That sounds vaguely familiar, but...
Yeah. That's not even on my list, but that trailer came out relatively recently. I think it was at festivals.
Hmm.
I don't know if it was at yours, but...
I feel like I know that, but...
Should we continue with the...
Yeah.
The note card here?
Sure. Okay.
New cat. I'm going to quiz you. New cast. Things for the It sequel.
Oh, I did see that. What, you got Jessica Chastain.
That's old. Everyone knows that.
Is it James McAvoy?
My favorite human being, yes.
Is Idris Elba confirmed or is it...
He's confirmed.
He's confirmed.
He's in.
Nice.
I'm so here for... You know I love him so much.
Bill Hader, right?
Yeah, love him as well. Oh my god. So yeah. Perfect.
So, yeah, I mean, I hope it is like...
And then James Ransom, who I don't know who he is. So I'm sorry. Guy.
That's all, yeah.
Oh, and then another guy. They got almost all of them. It's just the kid who gets stabbed in the stomach and lives.
Ah.
Which is ridiculous. Yeah. But anyway. Which, he wanted Chris Pratt. They've got, so far, they've got the kids did that interview. They've got two of them.
Yeah.
That they wanted, so you never know. Chris Pratt might be in.
Yeah, definitely some good casting, so.
Then, there's a movie. I'm living for this. I'm living for this, Henry.
Okay.
It stars Keanu Reeves and Winona Ryder.
Oh, I heard about that. Where there's like a bubble thing?
Oh my god, sign me up.
It's like a rom-com, weird rom-com.
The most... Oh my god. If I could cast a movie to make me happy on my saddest day, the two of them, are you kidding me? I don't even want the movie. I just want to watch them interact and behave on set. Like, I don't... Anything. Oh my god. It's gonna be so ridiculous.
Yeah, it is.
Hopefully it does them justice, because they're the two most ridiculous human beings on the... Just most... enigmatic human beings on the planet. Mm-hmm. And apparently Keanu Reeves is like the nicest man alive ever, and I totally believe it. But yeah. Like, still a freak show in the nicest possible way.
Mm-hmm.
But like, still what weird. If like if anyone is a time traveler or something, it's Keanu Reeves. I don't know what his deal is.
It's Keanu, man.
They're doing another Bill and Ted. You know?
Oh, I heard it. Yeah, I heard about
they're
that.
They're doing it.
Yeah, I heard.
Speaking of sequel, well, I guess that doesn't really work, but speaking of other ones, things that could have been put to rest a long time ago, Zombieland 2 with the original cast.
Oh, God.
Terrible idea.
Tell me.
Original cast? Oh, my God.
Still, it's just, it's such, Hollywood is so desperate. They're just rebooting ever. It just...
I can take that one step worse for you, Henry. Maybe 18 steps worse.
Okay.
They're making... Are you ready?
I may have heard what?
If you've heard, I'll be heartbroken. They're making a Bright sequel with the writer of Beauty and the Beast.
Oh, I heard about that when it first came out. Yeah.
You're supposed to pretend like you haven't, because I'm very excited.
I haven't
They're going
seen
forward
that.
With it, though.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that thing is, it drew, like, millions of listeners, or millions
That's terrible.
That doesn't matter.
It was the worst.
Welcome to Hollywood.
But now we know it's so bad, who's going to watch it? Like, I watched it, you watched it, Brayden watched it. We all thought, oh my god, this is the worst thing I've ever seen in my life.
There's some, I like, on Letterboxd, I read some reviews of it. Some people liked it.
No.
Yeah, some people liked it.
Oh my god.
Sorry.
Are you...
Thing is, yeah, so...
And bothers me.
Of course, since it did get millions of viewers, it's going to be...
Written by the guy who wrote the most boring movie I've ever seen in my life. With a classic plot.
Well, yeah, he and the original guy is terrible.
Oh,
so
my God.
Whatever his name is.
Okay.
Yeah, he did American Ultra.
I'm going all out of order here because I got excited about that.
And it does have... brings back David Ayer, too, which, I mean...
I couldn't give a crap.
Yeah, no. It's just...
Not one.
Come on, David.
I could give a crap because I'm mad about it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Luca Guadagnino's next movie
Suspiria?
Is called...
Oh no, I've been following that.
Well, I haven't, Henry, so tell us about Dakota Johnson looking rough.
Well, it's... Have you seen the original?
Yes.
Oh, well, I don't know.
I know it has Dakota Johnson.
Kind of makes sense.
I'm over... Okay, actually, at that point...
I mean, because I have a good friend who's a huge Suspiria fan, so...
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's not that into it.
Oh, really?
No.
He's worried about them?
Or very skeptical about them remaking it.
Oh, yeah?
Even though he loves Call Me By Your Name.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we'll see. I mean, to me, it looks pretty cool, but...
Is this Frank Cooper?
No.
That would work, though. They're doing a Charmed reboot. They're not kidding.
Mm-hmm.
And the one lady about it's really salty that she wasn't asked to be back, which is funny.
But yeah, I mean, it looks cool to me, so...
Okay, last thing.
Okay.
I saved my favorite thing for last.
All right.
My trip buddy, Timothy Oliphant.
Yeah.
Oliphant. I call him Oliphant because I'm classless.
Mm-hmm.
He is in talks to be the main character in
Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. I did see that, yeah.
So, yes, here for that.
Man, that cast is all isn't
killing.
Margot Robbie, DiCaprio, Brad Pitt, and then probably Timmy.
I know.
Oliphant.
Yeah, you can't call him Timmy.
Yeah.
Timmy's reserved for
there may have been one other person, but yeah.
Yeah, so obviously we've talked about
it.
I have very mixed feelings, but like...
I'm in.
I'm starting to not be able to help my anticipation.
Just let it go, you know.
You know? Okay.
Embrace it.
I think that's about all I have written down here.
That's all I can think of.
Because my note card was full and I said, Chloe, you gotta limit yourself. Note card's full. The note card's full, so we gotta turn it off. Well,
yeah.
Then I have my...
Picks of the week.
Picks of the week.
Oh, nice.
So I didn't forget them.
Good. But yeah, well, that's more news than we usually talk about, so... I don't know how...
It still wasn't enough.
I don't know how I'm going to write all that in the show
notes. There's so much more stuff, though.
Oh, yeah, there's always stuff.
Just say Chloe rant from here to here. There's so much... There's always so much to talk about. Oh, my word. I'm cooling down.
Gosh.
Don't worry. All right. Oh. I'll say this now because it's just the two of us.
Okay.
And I've... thought about it for a while, bringing it up, but I keep forgetting, but I think it's a subconscious, like, a protective thing,
mm-hmm.
forgetting to bring it up. But I gotta be honest with you, my guilty pleasure, as far as entertainment, has to be Spencer Pratt's Snapchat stories. I'm obsessed with them. You know who Spencer Pratt is?
Brother Chris Pratt, maybe?
No, he's from The Hills, like, early 2000s. He's married to Heidi, and there's a whole thing. She got all that plastic surgery. She got like 100 plastic surgery after it. But I'm obsessed with his Snapchat stories. He like is always just feeding hummingbirds and like getting breakfast burritos. And I'm just,
I don't know. Yeah, I have no knowledge of this guy.
And he goes through. Well, he's like the epitome of reality show celebrity kind of thing. Like he's just famous for being famous.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
And, like, I'm just obsessed with his Snapchat. It's, like, my guilty pleasure.
And check him out.
And he, like, no, you won't. Do you even have Snapchat?
No.
No. And he, like, goes through People Magazine and stuff and talks. I'm just obsessed with it. And I know it's weird. I don't even really do it so much anymore. I used to do it like it was a nightly ritual.
Right.
Now, not quite so much. I haven't done it in about... a week and a half, probably.
Been a hot minute.
But when I feel the urge, I do watch Spencer Pratt's Snapchat stories. Hmm. And it is the thing I'm probably most ashamed of in my life, which means I'm doing fairly well.
Good for you.
But it does happen.
Cool.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I guess, yeah. And if you think of any other news, just chime in, you know, when we're moving on.
I know. Yeah.
Okay. So, all right. Well, I guess with news done, we can move on to some listener mail. So, the filmbuds@gmail.com is the address they can reach us. And also on Twitter @filmbuds and also on Facebook.
Wow. So many avenues.
I know, right? And we're also on, I guess we are on Instagram. Still.
Nope. Quit that. I hated it. I get why Instagram's the least healthy.
Yeah.
It's decidedly the least healthy social platform.
Hmm.
I did it for about a week and I was done.
Yeah. Yeah, I
don't. That was this. It was impersonal.
I don't use it. I don't use it very much. Yeah. Excuse me, but yeah. So we love hearing from people, whether you're a new listener, just listening to the very first time.
We'll get there.
Or you've been listening for a while. Please send us any questions or comments, whatever you have to say, good or bad. You know, I'll read it.
Yeah. So. Don't make Henry cry again, please. That was a joke. Oh my god.
When did I cry?
That literally said it was a joke.
Okay.
Yeah.
Jeez. All right.
What the heck? Taylor Swift's cats are in Deadpool 2? I miss that.
Jeez.
I don't know what they look like, but I think they're fluffy, but that's not enough to know.
Yeah. So the first one, this one was on, was DM.
Ooh.
On Twitter, correct? Yes. Mm-hmm. Exciting. From Love Trumps Kale? I don't know.
Oh. Love Trumps Kale. I was thinking, like, Love Trumps Kale. And I said, first of all, Trump doesn't eat kale. Ever.
Correction, listener.
But, okay, I get it now.
Do you get
Love it? Over Kale.
Sure.
Which, no, I don't. Actually, I don't get it. I get it more than I thought I got it.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Okay. So it says, what do you think of, quote-unquote, auteur directors who continue to work even though at a certain point they are clearly losing that sense of uniqueness that made them, that made most of their work so iconic? Do you think it's admirable of them to keep working? Or do you think people like that...
That question's really funny. Or should they just die already?
Or who... Yeah, that's what he or she says. Yeah, that who have gained renown like that should just give it up when they realize they're starting to lose their sense of creativity or motivation.
Mm.
Thanks so much.
Thank you. I mean, like, the simple answer here for me is if you would cannot, but obviously more easily said than done, but in an ideal world, especially artistically, no, actually scientifically, whatever, if you acknowledge that, like, okay, my time here has run its course... Let's open
like Clint Eastwood is a good one.
Yeah, let's open the door.
I haven't seen March to Paris. What's it called?
Pretend to Yuma.
Yeah, the one that
that one with the actual people. Yeah, that's it.
I heard that was horrendous.
Horrid.
And then Sully was not great. Jersey Boys, no thanks. No. American Sniper, no thanks.
Even going back, you have Leo and Army in the same movie, and I still didn't like it.
I like that one.
And Naomi.
I like that, but mostly because of them. So,
you know, if they can't save you, nobody can.
Yeah.
But I think, in an ideal world, you say, okay, I've done what I can here. Let me open the door for somebody else. What have you. I'll become a patron of the arts instead of the artist.
Yeah. But also, it's hard to judge because look at someone like George Miller who did Fury Road.
Yeah.
He did the original three. Then he did Happy Feet.
Happy Feet was an allegory about the state of our planet. Don't hate.
I'm not hating that. I'm just saying, like, so he did Happy Feet 1 and 2.
Then there was another one?
There are three, right?
Of Happy Feet?
Yeah.
I missed them.
I didn't see them, but... Then there's about a 10-12 year period, then he came back to his best film.
Yeah, because he opened the door. He said, I need a break, and they came back.
Yeah. So
he didn't just churn him out.
Yeah, and so it's possible, I mean, to, you know, take a little hike. Maybe take a break. Go to go to Jamaica or somewhere. France.
Jamaica, France.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's hard to say because sometimes... They can keep going, and then, they'll still have a gym left in them, but other times you just, like, I'd say
Terry Gilliam might be a good example.
Yeah,
I
heard his new one isn't great.
I don't give... I'm seeing it 80 times.
I'm going to see it, too.
It looks dope. That's such a good plot.
I don't disagree with that.
Oh, my God.
Depends on execution, my friend.
I know, but... He's good at execution.
I'm hopeful for it, but...
I'm ready. It seems the most grounded of all his movies.
Yeah, I'll go get my dog in a second. She's clawing at the door. But, it's kind of hard to judge because they can keep going. Like, I'd say Clint Eastwood is probably done at this point.
Yeah.
With where his quality is going to go. But
And I would say the question lends itself more to the industry as a whole. Like, you don't need a second season of True Detective when there wasn't going to be one just because it did so well. That's like everything. Just because something is well done, you don't need to keep making money off it until it's actual trash.
Yeah.
It's just, so which is in that respect. Which England's a lot better about, I think.
Yeah, they're...
Overall, not always, but...
Yeah.
You know, time and place. Mm. And if it's good, good. Just leave it. It's a very vital lesson in life as well. Probably I haven't learned it yet.
Just learn to give it up, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I'm trying to think if there are
better others. To have loved once than to end up hating extremely.
Yeah.
And resenting.
Mm. Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, I think that is the case, though. I think it also lends itself to, like, artistic freedom and blah, blah, blah. Because a lot of, quote, auteurs are made to do the same thing again since it worked once. It's like, oh, we'll give you money for this.
Right.
Or it stems from lack of confidence or whatever, but, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to think of examples, too, but I don't know.
Well, I mean, I guess age, I guess, can play part in it, but... Like, right. Someone like Ridley Scott, he's pretty old, but he's still doing... he did two good films last year. And he did The Martian and all that. And Spielberg, too. I mean, he's very prolific. And
Spielberg,
he's,
isn't he?
He's Steven, man.
He's Steven.
Yeah.
But I'm thinking of... This is another one I talk about with the guy from my soccer team a lot. Not Stefan. But the guy who did Donnie Darko...
Yeah, back
then. Donnie Darko up here, then he kept trying it. Terrible, 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 terrible.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, at least you made Donnie Darko.
Mm-hmm.
So now maybe take a beat. Good for you. You got a lot further than a lot of people.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not a big fan of him, and I know you aren't, but someone like Woody Allen, he did some pretty good films. I'd say his last good one was Match Point, which actually...
that was a hot minute ago, too.
Yeah, no, I love Match Point, but I'd say since then... Most of his films are pretty lackluster. And so do you admire someone for just keep going?
Keep on keeping on?
Or do you, like, buddy, you gotta call it
It's right also now. A lack of self-awareness and a lot, I'm sure. Like, Woody Allen probably doesn't know.
And money, maybe.
Oh, yeah.
You gotta keep, kind of, pay those bills.
I don't think that's his problem. But I don't know his life.
But, who knows.
Anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hard to say.
I say this a lot, but I think that like, when you have the same actors and everything, and the same two people directing everything and scoring everything, it's just a less exciting
world. Yeah, but also look at Scorsese. He's, like, in his late, 70s, and he's, like, doing some of the best work he's done.
He's my personal hero. So.
Yeah. Can't wait for The Irishman.
His eyebrow game and his asthma.
He's got the whole package.
His love for Leonardo DiCaprio were basically the same person.
He said that Irishman has 300 scenes.
Yeah, I heard that.
So that's going to be a big one.
Yeah.
But.
And it's on Netflix, right? Is that what's happening?
It's going to be. It's going to be. Yeah, we were talking about that last
week.
That's
what I meant. It's going to be on Netflix.
So.
I'm going to have to watch it with my projector. I'm not letting that slide.
Yeah.
Pulling out the projector.
Apparently
pulling out the white sheet.
Apparently it's going to get like a limited theatrical release. So maybe.
Oh, is it? Okay.
I think.
Like, maybe Silver Spot around here. Yeah,
kind of like Beast of No Nation did.
Okay, yeah.
So, we'll see.
Another great, great movie.
Oh, yeah. I would like to rewatch it, even though it's a hard movie to watch. It's been a couple years. So I'd like to watch that again, you know?
Great performances.
Yeah.
Like, my favorite director.
Yeah.
Top five.
Yeah. Didn't he get some project that just got shoved under the rug again?
Happens a lot to him.
Yeah, no, poor guy. Can't catch a break.
Happens a lot to him. And I love him.
Yeah. But yeah, if you have any ideas, listeners, let us know. You know? We'd love to hear from you, as always. And, all right, so this is the other one. This is the one I was telling you about.
Should we do the one Dr. Strauss did first, if this is a good one?
Oh, yeah, sure.
Okay, I gotta find it. This will only take 20 minutes. Let's see. Okay. Here, you want to read it, since it's your shtick?
Sure. Okay, so...
Why
is your thing so dim?
Because I use my phone a lot. My battery's about to die.
Barely read it, man. Oh, my God. If you can use a listener question... Oh, I guess that's the start. Here's one. Do movies based on comics...
Terrible.
...provide children?
Do you want me to read it? What is happening?
Sorry, I'm losing it.
Oh, my God. Do movies based on comics provide children, parentheses, too late for everyone else, even though I would have done hyphens, but it's fine. Sorry. Do movies based on comics provide children useful allegorical lessons? If so, please discuss what you think each are, what you each think are the best examples of such.
Wait, let me see that again.
I'll read it again. It says, I'm excluding the parentheses. Do movies based on comics provide children useful allegorical lessons? If so, please discuss what you each think are the best examples of such.
So like,
and then it says, thanks for the very useful and entertaining podcast. Oh, even when Chloe is not there.
Oh, you're so welcome.
To the absent bud.
Our pleasure.
I'm always so absent.
Yeah.
It's a good question. Yeah. I think the answer is no.
So comic book movies, they don't.
I don't think so very often, which is a shame.
I'd say, yeah. I mean, well, Logan in a way almost does. It's like a family, stick with your family, you know?
I think my
Don't abandon the...
I think he's trying to, I shan't speak for his mind, but I think he's saying that kids look up so much to, like, superheroes, and they can be so immersed in those worlds because there's such,
such big, kind of press up people.
Girth. There's so girth. Much. There's so much.
There's so much girth.
There's so much they can, they can endlessly read the books, and they can watch all the movies, and they can watch the TV shows, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, yeah.
So I think my dad's trying to ask if that platform is utilized to, teach kids.
I definitely would say it's utilized.
Morality, whatever, whatever. You say it would or isn't. I think it should be.
I'd say it should be, but I don't think it is.
Okay. It's a little gray. They talk about big things. Like, they talk about, like, the Holocaust and blah, blah, blah. Mm. But how much and how well. They do, I mean, I will say, like, X-Men, for example, is definitely an allegory for society, basically.
That's definitely the one
I
connect with most, so I could see, like, even when I was younger, I definitely connected with those more, so.
X-Men, I could say yes. The others, I don't know enough about, but given what I've seen, I would say they don't take advantage of that opportunity at all.
Yeah.
Like, the Avengers kind of things. Mm. But again, I don't know as well as, like, Brayden or a lot of other people would.
Well, I mean, I'd say the one thing that they, at least a lot of them have going for them, it's very kind of shallow, but just a friendship type, a theme of friendship, sticking with people, fighting for things.
Right.
You know, that I'd say that's a big thing.
But that's more of a, yeah.
You know, I mean, of course, if I had to find something, that's probably what it would be.
Right, but I think when he says allegorically, I think he means, like, core lessons, as far as... Which, like I said, X-Men works because society turning away, it's not that... And it's interesting because they weave in what it's an allegory about often.
Yeah.
Which makes it kind of more useful, probably. But overall...
Fight prejudice.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it's definitely not as smart as it
could be.
Should be.
Yeah.
You know, but I think, I mean, at times, there are definitely a few films that I would say could be good for a kid to watch, but definitely some that, like, definitely shouldn't be taking an 8-year-old to Deadpool.
Oh my god! Oh my god! I can't believe I didn't mention this. Literally, you know, in the movie they say, like, you're glad you left your kid. He's like, you're glad you left your kids at home.
Yeah, see,
whatever.
That's the stuff I hate.
My, like, Mitt Romney voice is the... My Jimmy Fallon being Mitt Romney is what I think Ryan Reynolds actually sounds like. So anyway. Yeah. But, and then this little teeny weeny teeny so cute laugh in the theater goes, ha ha, you brought me! in our theater. And
that's
it was
awesome.
So cute.
That's awesome.
And then later, in the beginning, it's not, I don't think it's a spoiler, I won't say who or whatever, but the kid goes, oh my god, he's not dead? Like, so this kid probably shouldn't have been there, because he sounded, and I'm around a lot of children, he sounded probably 6 or 7.
Wow.
And I said, wow.
Yeah, well, also, I mean, for better or worse, kids are, like, becoming more
growing up faster,
desensitized
faster
to, which, I don't know if that's a good thing,
that's
but...
That's the issue in society. It's one of them anyway. It's not great.
Superhero movies are feeding the
it's not
violence.
Great. Yeah.
But, yeah, so...
So that was funny. That was even more meta than Ryan Reynolds was even hoping for.
Yeah.
So you're welcome
I'm
to
spent.
Him.
I'm spent.
But yeah, good question, Dr. Strauss.
Yeah, good one. So, all right, well, the other one, the big one.
The big one.
get your...
My thinking cap on?
Your thinking cap on.
Okay.
I actually already have my cap on.
I can
on.
Tell. You yeah. always do.
Yeah. So, this one's from Molly, all the way from California.
Hello.
So, she says, hi, all. First, want to say Cooper is a fun addition to the show. Yeah, he's okay.
Baitable.
Yeah.
He's leaving anyway, so don't get too excited, Molly.
Yeah. Well, he said that. People know. People know his ticket's going to be punched soon.
Oh, my gosh.
Kidding. We love you, Cooper. So, second, I always enjoy the show because it's just people hanging out, so it's a nice getaway from everything going on these days in the world.
Oh, boy, thanks.
Which I guess...
Glad we talk about politics so much.
Yeah,
sorry.
I guess today in particular, that's what we've been doing. Then, she says, so thanks for that. And you're welcome. And sorry to be serious or philosophical here, but just out of curiosity, why do each of you identify or idolize the people you do that you've mentioned so many times before? I suppose...
Well, that's funny.
Yeah.
Who could this be dragged at?
I suppose I mostly am aiming towards the celebrities just because that's a little easier for us to relate to, but was just wondering, since most of y'all mention various figures pretty frequently, sorry, not sorry for asking.
I feel like Molly and I would be friends.
Maybe.
She gets sick of
me. Well, she's in California, so maybe if you're ever out there, you can hang out.
Yeah.
Molly all the way from California, so.
Why do... Yeah.
That's a big question.
Why do we
it's deep.
Well, goes against my religion to have idols. That's why Natalie Portman didn't accept her Oscar. But speaking of Natalie Portman. Well, I think it's kind of different I think it depends on what you're interested in. Like, I'm not like a Kardashian person or whatever. I think that's a whole different side of the type of idolization that can happen with idolization?
Yeah.
I don't know. That can happen with celebrities. Minor people, because this is a thing I've always been interested in, I guess relatively you too. So it's people I've grown up looking up to, kind of beyond. So
definitely.
I really appreciate the craft, and it's what has helped bond me with my family and whatever. And I used to make my friends watch movies at my birthday parties that they still bring up, like Paper Moon and so forth, things that don't quite work, but you know what I mean?
Yeah.
As far as that comes. But the point is, I grew up with these. They've influenced my life, my imagination, my interests. And then you can go beyond that with celebrities, for example, and see the type of people they've nominated to be when they're given everything in the world.
Mm-hmm.
They can still nominate to be good people who do what they can to help others,
mm-hmm.
which is very important to me as well. So I guess...
I would agree.
Plus, some of them are cute.
But, yeah. Well, who are the people that...
Natalie Portman, one of my heroes. Martin Scorsese, I've talked about. Hero.
Mm-hmm.
I know I'm avoiding some people here.
What about Beefloor?
Oh, my God.
Why do you idolize him, besides his good looks?
That's not why. That's what everyone
I know.
Thinks.
No, I'm just saying.
Oh, my God.
Physical stuff aside.
Is because it's not involved. That wouldn't even be a thing I mentioned
You're
with
right.
him. I swear to God. I swear. My friend.
Oh, I'm not saying that's why you...
My best friends did this growing up. They're like, oh, you want to marry Brandon Flowers? I said, ugh. It literally grossed me out to think of marrying him.
I'm not saying you idolize him because of that.
I know. That's not what I think about, though. Honestly, when I think about him.
I'm glad.
Okay. No, okay. Well, his lyricism, so exquisite. He can... This is a very good example. He can communicate things that I myself don't feel eloquent enough to communicate. And therefore, the things that I can't even release, and he's bringing them back towards me.
Mm. Yeah, I definitely feel
so
the same
moving.
Way about my guy.
Yeah, it's so moving. And he's just such a good person. And I've met him several times.
Mm-hmm.
And he's so kind, and he doesn't have to be, which I just think is the most impressive thing in the world.
Yeah.
My least favorite trait someone can have is that of entitlement, and he's just the opposite. Like, he's so great. So it's just, I think it's just about, and it's the same with, like, this sounds a little, it's not quite the same, obviously, but it's the same as, like, role models as far as family members and people you actually know. You take the parts of them that are most inspiring and kind of just pay attention to them.
Mm-hmm.
And it goes like that. Like, Brandon Flowers is obsessed with Bruce Springsteen. He has a picture of him over his, like, piano, mm-hmm. and he calls it his yarmulke, which is a nice little Jewish reference to remind him that there's always, which I guess is a little sacrilegious now that I say, but it's fine. No, I don't care. But anyway, but like, you know, just to, I don't know. It's interesting.
That makes sense.
Yeah. So, yeah, Brandon Flowers is a top notch there.
Big
He's
one.
Just a lot that, you just look at a lot of people who have a lot of traits that you hope to. It's just inspiring, I
to
guess.
Have, or at times you wish
or
you
maintain
had.
Or maintain, or whatever.
You know?
It's just inspiring, yeah.
Yeah. Like, sometimes the things you don't have, you feel like you have the courage to, or the power to do, that maybe that person has done that. And like, okay, I could do that.
There you go.
You know? Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah. What's the question? Also, Timothée Chalamet, I'm just gonna marry so everyone can...
It's fair.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I mean, difference, yeah, between the... Yeah.
Yeah, there's a...
Well, I mean, for me, I mean, it's Billy Joe Armstrong, definitely. That's kind of a big one. Oh, my dog's still clawing at the door. But I started listening to Green Day in, I think, sixth grade.
Yeah, I was 6 years old the first time. I remember the first time I heard a Killer song.
Yeah. And so, I mean... It's kind of similar to Brandon Flowers. One, his lyrics are incredibly inspired and thought-provoking. But, and also just the things he stands for. Like, he makes a... Darn it, Benny, hang on, Jesus. he makes a point of, especially nowadays with all the violence happening, he makes a point of kind of preaching his thoughts on it, you know, and trying to get people to act.
Utilizing his platform.
Yes, exactly. That's a good way to put it.
Brandon Flowers is kind of the same way, because everyone's like, oh, is that the Mormon guy? Like, that's what everyone says to me. It's like, oh, is that the Mormon guy? So Brandon Flowers is Mormon. Most people say that's like the one thing they know about him.
Oh, yeah, I didn't know that.
Clearly not in this case, but anyway. But he makes a point to be very clear that he's supportive of gay rights and that kind of thing.
Yeah.
Which takes chutzpah, because, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Under his circumstances, and like everyone assumed he supported Mitt Romney and stuff,
mm-hmm.
so he's just been pigeonholed, which in and of itself his way of exiting that is inspiring, because mm-hmm. it happens to us all,
right?
But he's like, no, I like Obama, that kind of thing, mm-hmm. like but anyway,
yeah and also, I mean, I'd say Green Day in particular, their music definitely speaks for a certain political you know, kind of calling out things. But also, I mean, it sounds, I don't know if we want to get real here. I haven't grown up with a dad. You know, I lost my dad when I was pretty young. And so, of course, incredibly different people in terms of, like, personality. you know, my dad was not a punk rock star in any way, shape, or form.
Less eyeliner.
But also, a little less, yeah, a little bit... Just the things that Billy Joe Armstrong stands for and makes a point of standing for, it's kind of like what my dad, or I feel like what my dad would have done. And so, like, it's kind of, I guess, one of the reasons why I listen to them so much. Oh, and kind of follow him, like, following what he does. It's kind of like just having a father-like figure there. And, like, so every time I listen to him, it's like I have that person there, you know. So, and also just, especially with... It wouldn't be necessarily the same thing with maybe if the lyrics were different and the personality was different.
Right.
But
it all comes together.
Yeah, and also just he's like one of the most prolific
artists.
Like, he has maybe four or five different side projects. He just had a new band called The Long Shot come out.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
Yeah, had an album. Then he released like three EPs and all this stuff. And like, so he's...
Me, I'm stuck listening to the same seven albums over and over.
Yeah. And so...
Six. I don't know.
Yeah, the Killers have done a lot, haven't they?
No.
Well, for how long?
Not for me.
No, for how long they've been around, I mean.
They put something out every 2 years.
It's pretty good.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, I mean, he's...
No Broadway musicals, though.
Oh, yeah. I was actually just watching a little clip from that today. Yeah, and they have the Broadway, or they did, and he was... I watched a little interview with him when he was... preparing for that years ago, and it's like, I'm so nervous, I don't think I could ever do this. And then he's out there on stage, front and center, acting with all these, you know, actors
right,
singing and everything, and so it's a lot of like the courage of just what he's doing when he doesn't have to, like, he doesn't have to star in a Broadway musical. I mean, he's
that's true
been a punk rock band for 30 years.
Beefalo's a god-awful actor, yeah. So he couldn't if he wanted to.
Yeah.
And a pretty bad dancer. Yep. But he still does his thing. Yeah. So there.
and he's been in movies as well.
Oh, and, that's right. Yeah. I saw him in a movie recently. I said, what was it?
He was in Ordinary World recently. He was the main character.
That wasn't it then.
But always doing stuff, and it's very pretty inspiring to see.
Yeah.
I feel like there's one other thing I was going to bring up. Oh, shoot.
Brayden loves Michael Bay just because of their soul. You know, they're just soulmates.
Brayden, yes, he secretly looks up to Michael Bay.
They're just soulmates.
He tells me when we get off air that he's like, I actually love Michael Bay. Sorry.
I think it's one of those, like, protesting too much. Like, he's just a little... He's nervous about the connection because it's so strong, so he tries to deny it. Mm-hmm.
Just embrace it, Brayden.
We support you.
You love him. Yeah. No, but...
What was the question? Just, like, why do you like celebrities?
Why do we idolize the people we do? Or identify with people?
Okay.
And so, yeah, at times...
I sound a fool a lot, but I have some real ones. Other ones, I'm just, you know...
Yeah, and also, Billy Joe, also, like, some of the things that he makes a point of speaking about, at times, I wish I could be as outspoken as he is. Or I hope to be. Not saying I would be, but I hope to be.
I believe in you.
Especially him being, like, 46 now, and, you know, he's in the Hall of Fame, like, Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Like, he doesn't have to be doing all these things. There needs to be a year, like, a point. It's, like, a time thing.
It just happened. What do you mean?
How long they've been...
Oh, active?
Yeah. So, okay, like, Green Day, they could only were nominated right when this certain year amount of time.
Then maybe it will happen.
Yeah. They gotta be
around. B-Flo just inducted the Cars, so maybe that'd be a shame if you can't let them induct someone and then not induct them.
Oh, yeah. He doesn't even know what's coming. You know? Yeah. So, yes. And also, Amy Winehouse is another big one. I mean, not like for...
Who else is shook?
I mean, Amy Winehouse is right up there with,
she had,
like,
a terrible life.
Kind of, oh, I know that. But, like, with kind of up there with, like, Green Day for me. But just her personality, and also make a point of just being herself all the time.
That's true. She was a good person. She's had some bad luck.
Yeah, her life was very tragic. But, I mean, because actually...
She went to a cat shelter.
Yeah, I just rewatched the film. I'll talk about it later. But just her personality and going and trying to be a musician was pretty inspiring, so.
Yeah.
But yeah.
I don't know. Everybody does it, Molly. Everybody has them.
Oh, yeah. Everybody's got them.
It just depends on who they are, I guess. Like, yeah. I said, Kardashians, I'm not such a fan of. As far as celebrity. It's what people choose to do with what they've got is what inspires me.
Yeah. And maybe next week we'll get Cooper and Brayden. Maybe Brayden will talk about Michael Bay.
Oh, that'll be an interesting discussion. We should ask them. Yeah.
Although I think Brayden is a little too stoked to actually talk about.
That's not true.
I don't think he would.
He's a teddy bear. Oh, my God.
Oh, no. At heart, but I think being on the show, I think he'd be like, oh, well.
We'll see. We'll bet on it.
Yeah. Maybe next week.
I bet
week
he does.
He'd be like,
okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
But yeah, I bet Cooper has some cool ones. I'd be curious to see what he...
I'm very curious to see what he says.
So, yeah, well, hopefully that answers your question, Molly. Hope you're well out there. I guess she may be near the forest, all the forest fires out there, right? I hope you're safe. But...
Me too.
All right. Well, thanks for the emails, guys. And so
I guess... Want to hear something ridiculous that just happened? I put some gum in a Nordstrom Rack tag because I was, like, too busy to do anything, and I stuck to my shoe, so. Wasted on my own
petard.
I just found it. Anyway. Yeah.
Oh, here. Yeah, but picks of the week. I'm going to go let my dog in. Chloe, you can start.
All right. Where's my sheet? Oh, here it is.
Where's my sheet? I'll be back.
Okay. Well, I think Brayden mentioned it previously. But Wild Wild Country, I watched the first episode with two of my best friends, one of whom had seen the whole thing, and she really liked it, but I'm too lazy, so I just got her to tell me all the juice, all the tea after the first episode. So in that respect, I guess I would not super recommend it, because I didn't think it was that interesting. Like, I couldn't watch 6 or 8 hours of it or whatever. But we're going to try the other one they did, but that Brayden also watched. Did Brayden watch the... I don't know. The robbery one. There's only 4 episodes, so. And then Bombshell, the Hedy Lamarr story, was in theaters, and I played on PBS like 2 days ago, and I really liked it. And then that guy from my soccer team also really liked it, because PBS, can't go wrong. You can, Lawrence Welk, if you know who that is. Fred Armisen. Okay, I'm even worse when I'm by myself. And then my guilty pleasure show is Instinct. I don't know if I've mentioned it yet with Alan Cumming. Now that I've said it, I think I mentioned it. Anyway, it's guilty pleasure. It's good. Just been watching a lot of The Office. And Henry's gone. And he's not going to edit any of this out. And I got to go let some pugs out bulldogs, to use the facilities, being their backyard soon. Yeah. So, Henry?
Yeah.
Are you back yet?
Sorry.
Oh, boy. It was a real struggle there for a second.
Well, I'll listen back.
I saved my big one for you.
Okay.
I needed you to, okay.
Okay.
So, I loved it in high school. I would listen to it every morning before school, and I have not listened to it since. And I don't remember what it was that inspired me to listen to it again. But, oh, I put my sheet away and I need it. That's my debit card. But.
Who's it all there?
But anyway, so Ricky Gervais had a podcast with Stephen Merchant and Carl Pilkington, who I'm obsessed with.
Yeah, I heard about that, yeah.
Braden is like my Carl Pilkington, kind of. He's not that Braden's stupid. Not that Carl Pilkington's. Anyway, you know what I mean.
Mm-hmm.
The most interesting. I don't know. You know what I mean?
I could see Braden.
You know what I mean?
In an idiot abroad. That'd be
awesome. Yeah, that'd be hilarious.
That'd be amazing.
Curmudgeon abroad. Yeah, it'd be so funny.
It'd be good.
You see what I mean? Thank you.
Yeah.
So it's with the two of them. And it's. So the trick is now that HBO bought the podcast series and they animated it.
Uh-huh. Mm.
So you can watch it on the YouTube, basically. But it's so good. Totally worth it. It's so funny.
Mm-hmm.
If you're questioning it, and you have to get through Ricky Gervais having kind of an annoying laugh and going like, oh God, every like 2 seconds. Yeah.
Yeah, it's like the Joker.
That was frightening. Yeah, like what you just did. But anyway.
Although I do like his laughs in An Idiot Abroad when he's...
Yeah, it's pretty good. So in this, if you're questioning, go on YouTube, do Ricky Gervais Show, season 2, episode 1, is called Clive Warren. That's the one to start with. Then
wait, what's the show called?
The Ricky Gervais Show, I guess. You gotta find it on YouTube. It's like those cash search thing. Anyway.
Okay.
And then the second episode you should watch is season 3, episode... I don't know if that's 1 or 2. It was very late at night. But anyway, 1 or 2 is also about movies. Those are both about movies. Start with those. The Tom Cruise one is my favorite thing that's ever happened. Literally, and like I said, it was really late at night and I was trying to finish that commission and it came on and I wasn't expecting it. I thought it was the Clive Warren one I really liked, but it was this one and I literally cried. I was so happy. Like, it's so funny.
Okay, yeah.
So that's my main, it's a little obtuse in and of itself, but that's my big one.
Nice. Yeah, I haven't.
And I love, like, everything he does. Like, I love extras. I love it all. So, if you don't, probably away. Stay away.
Yeah.
Leave.
Cool. Well,
you watched Amy again.
Yeah. So, I mean, I I'm a pretty big Amy Winehouse fan. And I just am very kind of, I guess, attached to her life and, you know, kind of career. And... Yeah, so the other day I rewatched it. It had been a good while since I'd seen it. Came out in 2015, I think, and instructed by the guy who did.
Did it really? Lord, I remember seeing it in theaters with Connor at the Chelsea, the old Chelsea theater.
A little Chelsea, but it's instructed by the guy who did Senna, which is the documentary about the Italian Formula One racer who was killed, and which is also very good. If you haven't seen that, you should. Which, I mean, I'm not really a racing fan, but it's just like this. You don't have to be a fan of the person. You can just be, it's just a good biographical documentary. But this one, it's very good, especially if you are a fan of hers. It's definitely kind of necessary viewing because it's all footage. There's no cutaways to talking head interviews. You know, there are interviews.
A couple, no?
No, they're all interviews, but they're all voiceovers.
Oh, I thought there were a couple. Anyway.
No. And, yeah, so it's very well made, but it's pretty, since, of course, her life was
tragic.
Very tragic, kind of plagued with...
Literally tragic.
Yes. Like, the definition of, yeah. Of a tragic star.
Very Shakespearean.
Yeah.
If the radio existed then.
Yeah, kind of life plagued with drug abuse and also with just kind of celebrity...
She was basically surrounded by terrible people and had mental illness.
By victimization and all that.
Yeah.
And so, but of course, there's some fantastic footage of her kind of and just recording in the studio, and you really hear her voice.
Oh my God, that scene with, who was she singing with? Old guy?
Tony Bennett? Oh, that's a good...
I swear to God, I've probably almost never had... I've definitely never had such a visual reaction from a documentary in my life. Like, I was...
Yeah, and
oh my God!
Yeah, she and Tony Bennett, which I mean, you can hear it on go iTunes.
No, it's not that though.
No,
them talking.
Oh, I know, but they did a duet called "Body and Soul," and which is at the very end of the film, and she's completely. I mean, she's
that scene is the movie's worth watching for that scene.
Yeah, and she's very that point in her life, she's already a huge star, and so it's not like. She's just this newcomer, but she's completely...
Well, the point to me, what I got out of it was, like, if she had one person...
Yeah.
Like, if it's just...
If she had one
person, then she would have been, like, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Like, because he empathized. He was very... Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just a movie.
She's so much in awe of him, and she's like...
Henry and I are saying different things.
No, just... You don't even let me talk here. No, but she... and, like, how much... She's drawn from someone like him and how much, like, how kind he is to her and how she's, her personality is just a perfect mesh of, I wish they could have been together, like, throughout her career because he's such a good, righteous person that.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's, and also just of her recording in the studio at times, you really hear how great her voice is and how unique it is, but yeah, it's and again, even if you're not a fan of hers, if you just want to watch a good documentary, it's heavy to watch at times, but it's definitely one of the best documentaries I've seen over the last few years. But yeah, so check that out. Then I also watched Murder on the Orient Express, the 74 version.
Yeah,
I thought it was all right.
Yeah,
kind of very good cast, like the new one. I mean, I think I liked it a little bit more than the new one, but
really.
Yeah, which I wasn't really crazy about the new one, but this one, and like it's the performances are fine, it's well directed, but after a while, I just really started to lose interest.
Yeah,
and there's not much excitement, not much suspense, really, and so it was fine. I don't think I'd watch it again anytime soon.
It's a fun afternoon watch. Yeah, with some tea in the rain.
Yeah, get your English breakfast tea during a thunderstorm and just watch.
Yeah.
Which and it's on Amazon Prime
while you're knitting or something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So if you're, it's on Prime. So if you ever need someone to watch it, it's there. It's okay, but not my favorite. And then I think there's one more thing. Shoot. Well.
Nah, that's okay.
It's out of my mind.
I gotta go feed some dogs.
Anyway. Yeah. Yeah. So I think that's about it for this week. Talk about everything.
Everything
under the sun, pretty much.
We still missed a lot, I feel like.
Yeah. We'll get it next time. It's just the two of us.
Yeah.
So next week, yeah, definitely Solo. Brayden will hopefully be back, and maybe Cooper, we'll see. Just depending on everybody's schedules. As always, I feel like we...
Oh, crap, I'm going to be gone next week.
Oh, my God,
Colleen. I totally forgot. I'm so sorry.
Where are you going? France? In Italy?
I totally forgot. I'm really sorry.
Japan?
I'm not going to Japan.
I'd like to go to Japan.
That makes one of us. Neither of us like it.
Chloe won't be here with
I'm
us.
I'm really sorry. Okay. I was really excited
for going?
Solo.
Where are you going?
It doesn't matter. I'm bummed now. I was ready for that one.
Okay.
Man.
It's okay. But we hope you enjoyed it as always. And Chloe, thank you so much.
Yeah.
Yeah. we sure enjoyed it. I hope.
Yeah.
And Chloe, you want to take us out?
Bye.
Ta.
What? And you could have it all.